1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Sam Litzinger. Ready to become a space tourist? It could happen soon thanks to a historic flight today over California. NBC's George Lewis says a rocket plane has made the first privately financed space flight.
The guys behind it talk about being the new Wright brothers, about this being the new pioneering aviation effort, that it could lead to regular passenger flights into space. They're hoping someday to take paying customers on these suborbital flights.
Spaceship One glided back to Earth from about 60 miles up. The U.S. military is trying to figure out exactly how four servicemen were killed in the Iraqi city of Ramadi. They've been scheduled to check in, but never did. Ramadi's a center of anti-coalition anger. Some top U.S. generals, maybe even the Secretary of Defense, could face questions in connection with the Iraq prisoner abuse scandal. An American military judge in Baghdad says defense lawyers for those accused of abusing detainees have the right to call any witnesses they want. I'm Sam Litzinger, NBC News Radio.
Miss the final days of the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale with our lowest prices throughout the store. Plus, save big with amazing buy one, get one for a dollar deals. Like our entire stock of Stafford or Towncraft short sleeve dress shirts for men or any pair of women's St. John's Bay shorts. Buy one, get the second for just a dollar. Hurry in. The JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale ends this Thursday.
It's all inside.
JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends June 24th.
Tonight on NBC, who would you trust to find your soulmate?
This is the most important decision we've ever had to make.
Three daughters will decide their father's destiny.
It's so much harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
The return of Who Wants to Marry My Dad? Summer's most romantic show is back with more twists than ever.
There is a mole amongst you.
Fall in love with NBC's new summer season, the premiere of Who Wants to Marry My Dad? After For Love or Money, NBC Tonight.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Rainy, 50 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Pre-trial hearings in the Kobe Bryant rape case are on in Eagle today. I'll have that story in a moment. Let's check traffic first with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Just getting word of an accident southbound Peoria at I-70 could be causing you some delays there. Freeways around town are wet, so we're starting to see a corresponding reduction in speeds. Also cuts down on the accident rate, too, which is good news. Mississippi and Dale Court, watch for an injury accident. That's in southwest Denver. And watch for some congestion around Civic Center Park a little bit later this afternoon. That's the scene of John Kerry's fundraising speech. The speech starts at 3. The gates open at 1. Dex with the information. Dex is your most complete source for local information in the book, on CD-ROM, and at DexOnline.com. Dex knows. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The trial date for the Kobe Bryant rape case could be decided within the next 2 days. Prosecutors have withdrawn their request to have DNA evidence retested. In this week's pre-trial hearings, the judge could hear arguments dealing with the relevance of cell phone text messages between the alleged victim and others soon after the alleged rape. Bryant admits to having sex with his accuser, but claims it was consensual. This report brought to you by RTD. The calendar says it's the first day of summer, but the skies above Metro Denver tell a different story. An overnight storm featuring thunder woke a lot of people up. National Weather Service forecaster Ron Krohn tells us whether we can expect more of the same tonight.
It shouldn't occur very late tonight. We will see a continuation of the scattered showers and thunderstorms we have over the area right now, and that'll continue through the mid and late afternoon hours. But overnight it should clear off, and with no chance of precipitation after about 8 or 9 p.m. tonight.
Krohn says we should get into the 70s tomorrow. The driver of an 18-wheeler making a delivery this morning came out to find the semi gone. A teenager had driven off with the semi, drove the wrong way down Logan Street between 10th and 11th, and smashed into 8 cars, 2 of which were destroyed. The teen ran off but didn't get very far. Police found him injured and semi-conscious, although his injuries were not thought to be life-threatening. In sports, the Colorado Rockies have today off as they get ready to start a road trip with their first stop in Milwaukee tomorrow. Over the weekend, the Rocks took 2 of 3 from the Baltimore Orioles. You're older, you're wiser, and yep, you can also be a little richer. Call 303-299-6000 to learn about the RTD half-price senior discount. RTD, drive less, save more. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
No matter what happens, where it happens, or how it happens, get the information you need here first. First, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. I want to tell you about Willis Ashby of Integra Financial. When it comes to managing your retirement, where you keep your money is just as important as how you invest it. If you're like most people, you have a taxable account and a tax-deferred account. You need to be tax smart. Integra says you should keep your safe money inside your tax-deferred account and your risky money in your taxable account. Money that comes out of your tax-qualified account is taxed as ordinary income. And money that comes out of your taxable account can sometimes be taxed as capital gain. Also, if you have a loss, it can be deducted, where in a tax-deferred account, it can't be. If you don't have the easy way to do your financial planning or review, call Willis Ashby at Integra Financial at 303-220-5525. Willis has an easy system that may work for you. For your financial questions, call Integra at 303-220-5525. Integra Financial, helping people make some good financial decisions since 1989.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, mostly cloudy, showers and scattered thunderstorms likely through the daytime, partly cloudy tonight, some scattered thunderstorms in the evening, mid-40s for the overnight temperature, partly cloudy tomorrow, some thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, upper 70s for tomorrow's high, rainy and 50 now, KNRC News Time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin, our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:06, 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock, and we're going to be joined later in the broadcast by Danica Patrick. She's a race car driver and a fashion model, and it's rumored that she might actually be in the Indy next year driving on that team that Dave Letterman sponsors. It's a kind of unusual combination, race car driver and fashion model. So I was intrigued, and she will be joining us live in the studio in the 2 o'clock hour. Joe and I are glad to be back. Joe Anderson is my producer, but we really had a great time. We worked hard, and I think that we brought you some really good stuff. At least we brought you the rock stars of the food world Friday and Saturday from Aspen, the 22nd annual Food and Wine Classic at Aspen. It's from Food and Wine Magazine. Now think about what we have been doing lately. We have been at Buca Expo in Chicago. We were in Aspen for Food and Wine, and we will be in Boston for the Democratic Convention if all goes well. And in each of these, we like to think that what we're bringing you is a behind-the-scenes look, the business of books, the business of food and wine and the marketing and the merchandising, as well as all the glamorous aspects of it when you have all the big names and people like that that you get to talk to. But it is, make no mistake here. Both of these are businesses. And then we will be bringing you, this Friday, we're going to be live from the Denver Press Club, and we always have a theme for our shows. And this Friday, the theme is romance. At June Brides, and the Press Club has emerged as a very hot venue for having weddings. But again, there is the business of romance. There are a lot of people who make a lot of money off of romance. And I don't mean divorce lawyers. I don't necessarily mean gift registries. I don't necessarily mean Match.com or matchmaking services. But the songwriters who write all these love songs, the stuff, the purveyors who are trying to sell you just the right expensive cologne, just the right expensive clothing, just the right fancy car, just the right bridal gown, just the right soaps for $20 a bar, $50 a bar. That, too, is part of the business of romance. And not to mention divorce lawyers and shrinks and marriage counselors and all of that. So these are kind of the nature of what we're doing, not only to bring you what you could see on your own on television, but to try to go behind the scenes and bring you the mechanics of the magic that is being purveyed to all of us. I think that's at least as fascinating. I ran into Haley Hurst from Fox 31, and it looks, and they shot me a little bit at Aspen, so if all goes well, maybe you'll, if I don't wind up on the cutting room floor, maybe you'll see me tonight on Fox 31 News or tomorrow night. I'm not sure exactly, but one of those two. And I will be on Air America next Sunday night, Laura Flanders' show. So I'm invited back. Unlike Fox News, when I referred to the president as Dickie, that's the end of that. We haven't heard from Fox News anymore, because then I could say there are two dicks running the White House. So I'll be on Air America next Sunday night, and I'll let you know as we get closer. And maybe Fox 31, maybe we can call over there and find out if I'm really going to be there or not on Fox 31 And this is for the Aspen Food and Wine Classic. The major publications in the state of Colorado thought it was so important that they each, the two principal publications in the state of Colorado, that would be the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post, each dispatched several reporters. You had two columnists. Penny Parker was there covering for the Rocky, and you had Bill Husted covering for the Post, and you had food writer Ellen Sweets for the Post also covering. You had Marty Midas, food editor for the Rocky, also covering, and I think there were some freelancers covering the Food and Wine Festival. I saw Penny Parker's column today, and she was talking about the cook-off, which was really fun. I didn't have a chance to tell you about that because that happened yesterday. It was the Battle of the Bands. It was a cook-off with Jacques Pepin and another chef, and then there was Tyler Florence and another chef, and it really didn't go by how well your dish tasted. It went by how well you entertained the audience. So you were given two colors of paper to hold up, and in each case it was the funnier and the wittier of the two in the cook-offs that actually won. So the food, it was really secondary. And again, this is ground zero for food porn. Food porn consists of a lot of these fancy cookbooks because many people don't cook. I think people are coming back to it, but many people don't know how to do it. And I've never been very good at it, although I have an interest in it, and I'm getting a little bit better. The Press Club is maybe going to have some, Chef Daniel at the Press Club is going to give some cooking lessons, and I was thinking about doing that. I don't know if I have the time for it, but it is the Food and Wine Classic is really interesting. It's at least as much fun for the people watching as for the actual activities. And the tastings. Let me just give you some insight about the tastings. We all know about wine tastings, and there are beer tastings and other kinds of tastings. But we are seeing tastings in everything. There are olive oil tastings. You could sit there and you could taste a whole range of different olive oils. Some were infused with garlic and other flavors, and some were not. There were cheese tastings, of course. Many different cheeses, for example. Lots of Spain had a big presence there in terms of both its wines and its cheeses, so you could taste cheese. And then there were chocolate tastings. There were coffee tastings, you know, this kind of bean, that kind of bean, the other kind of bean. I don't know what that means exactly. I don't know what to make of all these tastings, except that we are so rich now, it's not a matter of you're lucky to get a cup of coffee, scarf it down, and if it doesn't kill you, if it doesn't taste too much like sudsy soap water, terrific. Now we are so experienced, just a lot of ordinary people who are foodies, that their palates are so attuned that they can taste the nuances. And I think it speaks to being so rich also that you have this choice. If you were poor, you're lucky to have any kind of oil. Remember the stories coming out of Afghanistan that they were trying to just get any kind of cooking oil or even Somalia, the very poor countries in Africa. They just need some oil for their food. They take anything. Believe me, they're not having tastings. They're not going to diet spas either where that you pay $1,000 a day for them not to feed you anything. They're happy to have as much food as possible. And I see that starting July 1, there are some new laws that are going to be taking effect in Colorado. The legislature is cooking up some new laws for us to be cognizant of, and one of them, beginning July 1, liquor stores are now going to be able to offer samples of beer, wine, and spirits to customers. In other words, you'll be able to taste them. In Colorado, you were not able to do this. In some ways, I love it here, but I have to tell you, in some ways, in some serious ways, Colorado can be very backward. You cannot buy a bottle of wine on Sunday here. You can't buy a car either on Sunday. And they like it just fine because it gives everybody the day off. Oh, and you can't have chains here. The reason you don't have Trader Joe's in Colorado, I think, is that they sell, spirits. And you can only, as I understand Colorado law, you can't have chains of liquor stores. That's why Costco, I believe, in the area has one liquor store, one liquor facility, or they do it, I don't know, maybe they do it with front companies. I don't know how they do it. But you're not allowed to have liquor chains. So the big chains, like Office Depot, where you have office supply chains, the big box, they can't come in and do that in the liquor business. The liquor industry is all sewn up here in Colorado. You can't go in California, you can go to a grocery store. They have a whole liquor section. You can get wines, you can get spirits, you can get whatever here, and you can get it 7 days a week and 24/7 if they're open 24/7. And here, you cannot buy wine in a supermarket. And you can't get it on Sunday. You got to be sure you make your wine purchases by Saturday evening. So if you're invited somewhere on Sunday and you haven't had the foresight or it was a surprise invitation, you can't do. Well, anyway, this is all a few changes now. These were measures tacked on to House Bill 1021, which lowers the state drunk driving threshold from 0.1% blood alcohol content to 0.08%. So the trade-off here is under this new law, liquor stores can provide customers with up to 4 small samples of beer, wine, or spirits. Beer and wine samples must be 1 ounce or less, and samples of spirits, a half ounce or less. The samples will be offered for up to 5 hours a day and only 4 days per week with a cap of 104 days per year. Oh, please. This is so stupid. Who sits there and figures these things out? Jeez. Give me a break. I think it's really backward. 303-382-1150. You know, California may have gone to hell in a handbasket, but not because of the wine industry. Maybe because of the wine industry with all that H in there, but not the wine industry. Anyway, if you have a chance to go to the Food and Wine Classic, and if you don't, you heard our reports, and we were on Jim Condor's show, and he was very gracious of him to let us phone in our reports on Saturday, and we did a special show, of course, from Aspen on Friday, if you missed it. You will see probably on Fine Living and the Food Network, you're going to see a replay of Food and Wine Classic at Aspen. It was just terrific, and it was great to run into all kinds of friends, old friends, friends from San Francisco and so on. But the average household income, $454,000 of the attendees, average net worth, $2.5 million, 99% attended and graduated college, 84% graduated college, 43% post-grad studies, 79% are employed, 68% are professional managerial. And 69% are ages 25-54, 62% ages 35-54, 41% male. A lot of the couples in attendance, it was the man who does the cooking. 59% female. So it was an interesting crowd. Happy post-Father's Day to everybody. I like this piece by Andy Borowitz in the New York Times. He did mugs, these different mugs. It was a visual. Number one dad. This is what it says on the mug. Number one dad at this address. Here's another mug, says, currently a number four wife. And here's a mug for Dad's Day. Number one person in the bathroom every morning who thoughtlessly uses up the hot water before the rest of us can take a shower. And then here's a number two to the number two gay dad. And so forth. So dad's come in a lot of forms now, a lot of shapes and forms. Today, John Kerry is in Colorado. He is a native son. That's one word. There's no OB attached to the rest of it. He was born in Denver at, I think, Fitzsimmons. He is going to be, his schedule is that at 9:30 he will have landed at DIA. At 11:30 a.m. he heads to Aspen for a fundraiser, which is where we were. And can I tell you, the drive out on Friday was absolutely biblical in its proportions. Thunder, lightning like you couldn't believe that was dramatic, no visibility. It was like tule fog in California, if you've ever driven through that. It's like a sheet descends over your windshield and you cannot see anything. And here you are in these steep grades, these big rigs all around you, all looking as big as a peanut because you have the huge mountains. And I thought, oh my, how are we going to, and I'm sleepy on top of it. I'm thinking, how? And this is in the first 45 minutes to an hour of the trip, and I'm thinking, oh no, I'm turning around, you know, because you remember all these movies where ordinary people start out on a sunny day, and then these weirder and weirder and weirder things happen, and then they're eaten by cannibals and starving at the roadside, and then I'm thinking Donner Party, you know. But we got there, and here was the good news. By the time we got to Aspen, it was sunny and gorgeous. It was sunny yesterday and the day before. There was some rain previously, but I thought, a metaphor. Darkest before the dawn. If you can just persevere, eventually it does get sunny, and we hope while you're still alive. Anyway, here's Kerry's schedule. He's at DIA at 9:30 a.m. 11:30 a.m., he heads to Aspen for a fundraiser. 3 to 4:30 p.m., he is at a rally at Civic Center, which you know is right across from the Denver City County Building. 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., he is at a fundraiser at the Westin Tabor. Right here in Lodo, and that's his schedule. But here's what I want to know. A, why don't we have him? And B, what took him so long? This is Colorado was a swing state. Did you see Diane Carman's column about that in yesterday's paper? She says, finally a vote that matters. It's too soon to tell for sure, but she says there are subtle indications that maybe, just maybe, Coloradans could lose their reputation for being perfect Stepford voters this year. Growing numbers of Colorado vets are campaigning for John Kerry. Voter registration drives are targeting Hispanic neighborhoods. Ken Salazar is polling about 10 points ahead in the race for U.S. Senate. And your vote could make a huge difference in the presidential election in Colorado. Colorado, Ken, is looking more and more like a swing state. So you've got to get yourself registered, and you've got to vote for the right person. And that would be anybody but Dickey. Let's go to the phone. 303-382-1150. Annette calling from Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
One other thing that I think Colorado should be doing is publishing the health department inspections of restaurants.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. I want to know where the cockroaches are buried.
Exactly.
And what fancy kitchens are they skittering around in?
I know it. I've been here 3 years now, and when I first came, I was shocked to find that there were no restaurant inspections published. And I called all over the place, and I believe in Aurora I called, and they said they didn't have the personnel to compile this information.
But wait a minute. We went looking for this stuff because we ate at a place that didn't get a good restaurant report from the health inspectors, and you can get it online. It's not easy, but it is doable, I think. Shall we see if we can find it online?
I tried it online several months ago, and I didn't get much. I didn't get much information there, as I remember.
Well, we got some at the time, but we'll look and we'll see. But I'm with you. I think the newspapers ought to publish it. But see,
it's a public service. And for one thing, why inspect if you aren't going to let people know
that there are rat droppings in the strawberries?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. I'm with you. All right,
and it keeps the restaurants on their toes. If they know they're going to be in the newspaper with a real bad rating, they're going to just automatically raise their own standards by themselves.
Where were you living previously? Where they were?
Vancouver, Washington. It's a lot smaller than Aurora, a lot smaller than Denver. Every week they had those ratings in there. It was very helpful.
All right. Then when a restaurant cleans up its act, do they also publish that as well?
So, yes.
So that when a restaurant gets dinged for health violations.
Uh-huh. They certainly did. They said restaurant so-and-so has had another inspection, and now they have a 93 or a 95, whereas before they had a 75. And they did publish when the restaurant cleaned up his act. We lived in Arizona, in Sierra Vista, Arizona, for years and years. It's a very small town. It's growing now, but it was very small then. Every week they had a list of restaurants that they went around.
I think we should call the health department, and I think we'll probably get a recorded message. And I think that there is some way of accessing, because it took us quite a bit to do it. And this was when we got underway almost 2 years ago. It took us quite a bit to do it, but we were able to get a little bit of information. But Annette, that is an excellent idea.
I know it. And just one more thing.
Yeah.
I called one of the food shows early on when I came here, and I was shocked. They said it'll never happen here in Denver.
Why? Is it because the papers don't want to publish it because a lot of these restaurants may be advertisers?
That too. But also, I don't know that the health departments, they go out and inspect, and then they put their little file in their drawer. This is what I was told. And the information is never
made public.
That never goes anywhere else.
And then do they follow up with, they do follow up inspections?
Yes. Right. Oh, yes, they do. But, you know, that information should be available to the public. And I'm sure if I drove down to the health department office and talk to one of the inspectors, they'd show it to me. But it should be available.
You are absolutely right about that, Annette. I'm going to get on it, and I thank you for this good suggestion. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hear the drums. Feel the anticipation. 100 souls come alive to tell you the story. Terracotta Warriors, featuring the largest troupe of performers to ever take the stage at the Buell Theater, combines extravagant dance and music with spectacular martial arts in an unprecedented fashion. adapted from historical accounts of the life of China's first emperor, fight sequences are intertwined with scenes of romance and betrayal as the power of the realm clashes with human passion. Elaborate costumes and sets come together with incredible surround sound effects and unique orchestral music to immerse audiences in the emotion, drama, and battles of the 2nd century BC. Direct from Beijing, this $3 million North American tour comes to the Buell Theater July 6th through the 18th only. Tickets are available at All King Supers, online at denvercenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
I'd heard the horror stories from friends, scary tales of woe and desperation with never an end in sight for those poor souls involved. Tales of overruns, oversights, and overpricing. I admit I was scared to move forward with restoring and remodeling our house. Then a close friend told me about the great job Broadway Construction did with restoring her old house. I've seen the work. It's beautiful. And she told me working with Broadway Construction was anything but scary.
Broadway Construction works on residential and commercial projects of all sizes, from conception to completion. And they work throughout the Front Range, from Castle Rock to Boulder, and all points in between. Broadway Construction. Complete construction services. Done the right way. With Broadway. Call 303-926-4410. That's 303-926-4410. Or visit BroadwayConstruction.net.
We are gathered here today to join this station and this listener in holy matrimony. Do you, the listener, take traffic and weather together through tie-ups and sudden showers for newscasts and financial information from talk show, till power outage, do you bark?
I do.
I now pronounce you listener and listenee. You may now kiss the dial.
Ah, sheer wedded bliss. Hope you are enjoying the honeymoon as much as we are. We plan for it to be a long one. AM 1150, KNRC.
I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks have turned positive at this hour. The Dow now up 8 points. The Nasdaq up just shy of 4 points. A unanimous ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that patients can't sue their health insurance companies for denying them medical care their doctor recommended. The High Court says a 1974 federal law completely preempts these lawsuits brought in state courts. Taking aim at Verizon, the nation's largest phone company, Cablevision is cutting the cost of its cable, internet, and phone package. It will now be $90, what Verizon charges for just phone and internet service. Valero Energy Company has been subpoenaed by the U.S. attorney in New York City. It joins ExxonMobil and other big oil companies. The government wants records from the now defunct U.N. Oil for Food program in Iraq, which is being investigated for corruption. And something unusual for Walmart, the world's largest retailer, saying its same-store sales this month are tracking toward the low end of its forecast range. I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio.
Tonight on NBC, who would you trust to find your soulmate?
This is the most important decision we've ever had to make.
Three daughters will decide their father's destiny.
It's so much harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
The return of Who Wants to Marry My Dad? Summer's most romantic show is back with more twists than ever.
There is a mole amongst you.
Fall in love with NBC's new summer season, the premiere of Who Wants to Marry My Dad? After For Love or Money, NBC Tonight.
Our country spends billions on health problems caused by inactive lifestyles. Nearly $1,000 for every family in America every year. So many local Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies have launched Walking Works programs to help people stay active and reduce costly problems. Because when one person walks, it's exercise. But when millions walk, we all help keep quality health care affordable now. The Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association is an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans.
While you're on the road this summer listening to AM 1150 KNRC,
You're it. Quincy's
guys! Enough!
You should only be able to hear two things. The air conditioner and Colorado's premier talk station, AM 1150 KNRC.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp. You can't triple stamp a double stamp, boy. You can't triple stamp.
More talk time than any other Denver talk radio station. More talk, less clutter. Now, here's Enid Goldstein.
12:30 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're going to be joined by Danica Patrick in the 2 o'clock hour. She's a race car driver. She's been touted for the Indy 500 next year and possibly on the Letterman team. And she's also a fashion model, so we got to find out about this. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by David Brooks. In the paper today, it said all the places David Brooks was going to be, including the press club at a luncheon and also a tattered cover. Well, he is going to be on Enid Goldstein's show, Enid Live, tomorrow at 2 o'clock. David Brooks is a columnist for the New York Times on the op-ed page. He was a senior editor at the Weekly Standard. He has been a contributing editor to Newsweek and the Atlantic Monthly. He's a commentator on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. And he's author of the best-selling book, Bobos in Paradise. He has a brand new book, The New Upper Class and How They Got There. I forget now, Bobos in Paradise, The New Upper Class and How They Got There. And his brand new book is called what, Joe? What is his brand new book called? Bobos in Paradise? Is that the new one? On Paradise Drive is the brand new one. So he'll be with us tomorrow in the 2 o'clock hour. You hear him on All Things Considered. You hear him on the Diane Rame Show. His articles have appeared in the Washington Post and every other fancy publication. And he will be with me tomorrow in the 2 o'clock hour. Thursday, some of you are big fans of Lisa Scodolini. She has a brand new book, Killer Spile, as she is a blockbuster writer. She writes these thrillers. And Friday, we're going to be live from the Denver Press Club. It's the Romance Wedding Day edition. So we'll be talking about the business of romance and the pleasure of it as well. The big date, Thursday, June 24, around here. 2 years ago, on the 24th of June, is when we signed on the air, KNRC Radio. So Thursday is our two-year anniversary. For those of you who want to know about restaurant inspections, the inspection reports appear at www.denvergov.org/PHI. www.denvergov.org/PHI. So that's the website for inspection reports. We'll find out a little bit more about that. Let's go to the phones. Kevin in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. Yeah, you know what I recall growing up, and a very effective way to know how the restaurants were doing was they simply were given a letter grade in terms of their inspection report, and they were required to post it on the entrance to the restaurant. So you go in and you see, you know, it's an A or a B or a C or a D or whatever. And that's very effective. And I thought maybe we could do the same thing with our political candidates on their advertising campaign, on their commercials. We could just simply put, you know, this is the GPA of this candidate in his university years. So you could see a George Bush commercial and say that, you know, George Bush received a 2.0 GPA during his time in school. And
you know, when George Bush had to try to get into a university on his own merits, the University of Texas, where he had no family connections, like his uncle and his grandparent, everybody was on the board of Yale University or Harvard, he couldn't do it. They turned him down cold. He could only get into schools where his family had connections, because otherwise he couldn't do it on his own. And this is a guy who's anti-affirmative action, except for himself.
Right. Well, and I think that would be useful for us to evaluate what we were voting for. And by the same token, we could use it for radio talk shows or radio stations.
Oh, they're going to, you know, you're going to send the health inspector over here?
No, but we could say, you know, this is KNRC. We have a 70-30% conservative to liberal ratio. You should know that going in. You know, things of that nature.
Thank you, Kevin. 303-382-1150. I don't think it's going to work. Why has it taken John Kerry so long to get himself, motate himself to Denver? This is the son of Denver. He was born here. This is a swing state. Why has it taken him so long? Dickey's been here about 1,000 times. Cheney was here tying up traffic on Friday. How come it has taken John Kerry all this time to come to town? What is the story here? Maybe somebody can answer this question. 303-382-1150. Who watched the interview with Bill Clinton on 60 Minutes last night? Everybody, apparently, because the numbers were incredible. And now, guess what? I'm not sure I like this or I don't like this. I always find him a fascinating figure. Michiko Kakutani, who is one of the toughest reviewers in the New York Times has, I think she's head of the book review, she's their lead book reviewer. She cuffed Clinton around a little bit, or as she's been called, Michiko Kakutani. Anyway, what he's doing is he's giving all these conservatives a chance. Now we're going to switch our attention. It'll be a distraction that I'm sure the White House will love. The conservatives, whenever Clinton comes on board, it's red meat for them, and so now they're going to be taking it. This is what you're going to see on Fox and all the cable news outlets. All these conservatives are going to be popping up looking for new jobs, and now they've got it because Clinton is back in the news pushing his book, and they are really happy to go after him and make him lunch. 303-382-1150. The book sounds fascinating, and we're hoping that we can get him on the show. We don't know. It's very tough, but we're going to try to do it. We're going to try to get John Kerry on, too. We don't know if we'll get him on either. There is a lot of information coming out about 9/11. Oh, and Joe and I are going to be going to a screening of Fahrenheit 9/11. It opens in theaters on Friday, and we will screen it in advance, and we'll bring you some information about it. We will be able to see it later this week. So Fahrenheit 9/11, that's the Michael Moore documentary. You'll be hearing about it here on Enid Live, AM 1150, KNRC, noon to 3. This is what you should be doing. You could lose a little bit of weight and not have lunch, or you can get something really nutritious for lunch, which is Enid Live and all the things that we're talking about. All right, here's Dick Cheney saying, yeah, there was a relationship between 9/11 and Iraq. Yes, indeedy. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the 9/11 Commission says. There was. So you know what the 9/11 Commission is saying to Dick Cheney? Just exactly what I have said to many of you who have called. They have taken a page out of my book, moi book. And that is, you got evidence? Let's see it. Is there some evidence between collaboration between Al-Qaeda and 9/11, between Al-Qaeda and Iraq? We want to see it. 9/11 and Iraq, we want to see it. Osama bin Laden in Iraq, where is it? You know, did they make a few phone calls? Fine. They dated a little bit, but they never slept together. That's not a relationship. 303-382-1150. So you got some information about this relationship between Al-Qaeda? Alleged relationship between Al-Qaeda and Iraq? Let's have it, because everything we've looked at, and we have the highest level security clearances, we haven't seen anything. We haven't seen jack of this. So I haven't heard that Cheney is breaking any speed records, floating around on that banana peel that he exists on, to get this information to the 9/11 Commission. And guess what? It's going to come out right around the time of the Democratic Convention. The final report. Ooh, I'm so thrilled. Far from a bolt of the blue, the 9/11 Commission has demonstrated over the last 19 months that the 9/11 attacks were foreseen, at least in general terms, might well have been prevented had it not been for misjudgments, mistakes, glitches, some from within the White House. And the interesting thing here, and this is why the two dicks went arm in arm to testify before the 9/11 Commission, I ask you, do you think George Bush, the old man, 41, would have taken Dan Quayle with him to testify before some major commission? Absolutely not. It would have been a joke. Well, next to Dan Quayle, next to Dickie, Dan Quayle looks like Albert Einstein, to tell you the truth. Anyway, the two of them go in together to get their story straight. And here's the story that they got straight. That as soon as the planes hit the Twin Towers, that Bush gave the order for a shoot down. In fact, according to Lynn Cheney, who happens to be married to Big Dick Cheney, and according to Josh Bolton, who's a major White House aide, and to everybody else who was in the room, nobody remembered hearing any phone call from the president, who, remember, was flying around, who was reading to grade school students, and flying around like a chicken with its head cut off from bunker to bunker. Nobody recalls hearing that President Bush issued such an order. So I think what really happened is that Cheney issued the order. He issued it too late. Everything he does is wrong. Whatever he does, you do the opposite, you'll have a much greater chance of success. Washington Monthly analyzed many of his decisions. Don't do what he does. what he says to do, or you're going to be in the soup. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Jeff, calling from Englewood. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, I have a couple questions for you. I'd like to know what you think a Democrat or any president would have done different to prevent 9-1-1, and why you're looking to blame this on the United States when it was terrorists that attacked us. We didn't attack ourselves.
Jeff,
it's never happened before.
Yes, but Jeff, how could you Jeff, the CIA, the PDB, the Presidential Daily Briefing of August the 6th, roughly a month before the 9/11 attacks, said that Osama bin Laden was going to attack on our soil. There had been all kinds of information that led up to that presidential daily briefing. There was all kinds of community. Jeff, darling, listen to me. You asked me a question, and I'm answering your question. And there was all kinds of information that this administration had, and it ignored most of it. And finally, when the attacks happened, they couldn't even scramble the planes. Money that was supposed to be spent on shoring up communications equipment between the various fighting factions. And here you have the FBI and the CIA fighting with each other. You have all these agencies fighting with each other, and nobody's on the same page when we have a terrorist attack. And that's the answer to that question. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC. 1240, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Rainy and 50 degrees. A semi was allegedly stolen by a teenager this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. Let's check traffic first with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Two big problems on the freeway system at the noon hour here. One is a disabled motorist northbound I-25 between Evans and Colorado Boulevard, blocking the right lane, traffic jammed all the way back to County Line Road, and it's also starting to cause some delays on that ramp from southbound I-225 to the northbound valley. The other big problem is an overturned truck along I-76 between Highway 85 and 96th Avenue. A lot of activity at that interchange, as you might suspect. Also have a jackknifed semi-tractor trailer rig at the interchange of C-470 and Highway 285, and that, too, is causing quite a bit of slowdown. Dex with the information. It's your most complete source for local information in the book on CD-ROM and at DexOnline.com. Dex knows. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
About 4 o'clock this morning, a teenager made off with an 18-wheeler while the driver was making a delivery on East 13th Avenue. The teenager learned too late that he couldn't drive the big rig and crashed into 8 cars on Logan between 10th and 11th. Two of those cars destroyed. The teenager ran off but was found injured and semi-conscious not far away. His injuries are said to be non-life-threatening. This report brought to you by the network of 18 John Elway AutoNation showrooms. 19-year-old Ryan Tatura pleaded not guilty this morning to charges that he stole puppies and set them on fire. Police say Tatura had already confessed to breaking into the Colorado Humane Society in February and stealing the puppies. Investigators say he stole 4 puppies, burned 3 of them, one of which survived. A pretrial conference is set for August 10th. Tatura is in the Jefferson County lockup. Kobe Bryant is back in the courtroom in Eagle today and tomorrow for some more pretrial hearings. It's possible that a trial date could be set over the next couple of days. A request to retest DNA evidence has been withdrawn by the prosecution. John Elway showrooms are celebrating July 4th independence. Declare independence from your old car, high interest rates, and get the highest factory incentives ever offered. Go to the John Elway showrooms today. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1242.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live on Saturday mornings. Colorado Mills aficionados like us know how to navigate Colorado Mills Mall. Here's our tips.
When shopping for high style at low prices, we park by Neiman Marcus Last Call and enter door 2. From there, we cover the whole fashion district.
On the days I'm schlepping my teenagers, I park by Eddie Bauer, enter door 4, and shop at V-Generation and 303 Boards.
When Mr. Style Matters need the treat, I park at Borders. Enter door 1 and shop at Perry Ellis, St. Croix, and Brooks Brothers factory stores.
With our families, we park by Jillian's, a huge entertainment center and restaurant, wander down the street and dine at California Pizza Kitchen or Yard House. Then catch a movie at United Artists Theaters or watch the kids at ESPN Skate Park.
Colorado Mills is easy to get to. Just 15 minutes from downtown off 6th and Indiana.
Or 25 minutes from the south on C-470 and 20 minutes from the foothills on I-70.
Check out ColoradoMills.com for store hours and great deals.
Colorado Mills, where great shopping lives.
We'll be right back.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, mostly cloudy, showers and scattered thunderstorms likely through the day. Partly cloudy, some scattered thunderstorms possible this evening. Mid-40s, the overnight temperature. Partly cloudy tomorrow, maybe some afternoon thunderstorms and an upper 70 high temperature for us. Rainy and 50 degrees now. KNRC News Time is 1244. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
My name is Susan, and I notice a flatter, sexier tummy in 19 days with Jellithin.
I'm Melissa. My stomach and butt tighter in about a week and a half with Jellithin.
I'm Tina. Jellithin helped my legs firm up in about 2 weeks.
Rachel, I'm 32 with a baby. Diet and exercise isn't enough to get rid of that embarrassing pouch on my waistline until I use Jellithin. Tummy pouch gone in like 2 weeks.
Hi, this is Cindy, and all I have to say is they finally came out with a product that gets rid of that cellulite.
My third week on Jellithin. Smoother legs, leaner arms, better toned. I can't believe how well it works.
Yeah, it's easy. My midsection and arms are toning up. I'll bet you. Jellithin is what celebrities use to get that no-fat, perfect-shaped look.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Jellithin. It's guaranteed. Call 800-870-9641. For a flatter, sexier tummy, call 800-870-9641. Call now. 800-870-9641. Rub out the fat in 19 days at 800-870-9641.
Where will we send Justin next?
What's going on here?
Find out by keeping your radio locked in at AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1246 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and I will be on Air America Sunday night on the Laura Flanders Show, I think between 7 and 8 o'clock Rocky Mountain time, Mountain Standard time, Mountain Daylight Savings time, sometime in the mountains. That's when I'll be on. And maybe I'll be on Fox 31 tonight, and maybe not. But they did shoot. They did take some pictures. They had camera people up there, so it was really fun. This was an Aspen Food and Wine Classic, so just to let you know about that. And again, Friday we'll be live from the Denver Press Club. We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about the administration, one of the things they didn't want you to know, and one of the reasons why the two dicks went together arm in arm into the commission hearings to testify, or the commission actually came to them, is because they needed to get their story straight. Nobody who was in the bunker recalls that President Bush ever called in. It was Dick Cheney who seemed to have made the decision to shoot down when 9/11 occurred, to shoot down any aircraft, but it was too late by then and nobody could scramble. I mean, it was completely, everything was completely incompetent. Even Lynn Cheney, his wife, never heard, testified that she didn't hear Bush make any kind of a phone call. But in the testimony, it was Bush ordered it and Cheney executed the order to make Bush look like he's powerful instead of the weakling that he actually is. A drunk, a man who's devoted his life not to, to failure pretty much, and addiction. And now, God knows, because of his connections. And that's the other thing. You know, Los Angeles Times has a story about Dickie, George W. Dickie Bush. In that, this is a child of privilege who pretends he isn't privileged at all. Who distances himself, but distances himself from it publicly, but whose every move has to do with privilege. He wouldn't have gotten into the schools that he did without privilege and the connections. He wouldn't, the family, gets all of his friends to invest in his dopey projects. Most of them failed, except for the Texas Rangers, which was a sweetheart deal that the public really paid for. So in every way, he has tapped his connections. He's a part of the aristocracy. He is a child of privilege. If you had been a drunk till you were 40 years old, if your grades had been terrible, kind of crappy grades, would you have gone to Harvard? I don't think so. No, I don't think you would have. Would you be president of the United States if you had done nothing until you were 40? I mean, nothing. This guy did nothing. Whatever he did went up his nose. Nothing. And he is a president, much to our chagrin, dismay, I think the dismay of his family, to tell you the truth, a petulant guy who's, as if we can believe Capitol Hill Blue, is unwinding and speaking to the portraits in the White House and talking up his sleeve, which is attached to no particular communications gear, 303-382-1150. So here's the story where they try to get straight together, is that Bush issued the order for the shoot down and Cheney executed it. This is a gang who can't shoot straight is really the story here. Gene, calling from North Glen. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. Love your show, and I have a nervous breakdown every time you go out of town, so please stop that.
Okay.
Recall, there were 27 diplomats, military people that signed a letter, supposedly, ripping Bush's policies. And finally, the Denver Post on this last Thursday carried a little tiny article about it on page 15A. They didn't publish the letter, but they did have a little article. I'll just read the first paragraph. It's very short.
Okay.
Quote, the Bush administration does not understand the world it faces and is unable to handle, quote, in either style or substance, the responsibilities of global leadership. An eminent group of 27 retired diplomats and military commanders.
Well, but I haven't seen the letter yet. I've been hearing about it from the Washington Post. I've been hearing about it from the LA Times. So where is this letter?
Well, the Post doesn't publish it, and they don't tell us when, except at the end of the article it says the group, the signatories, the group calls itself Diplomats and Military Commanders for Change. Whether or not that's a website, I don't know, but it doesn't say .com or .net after it.
Oh, well, Joe just handed me, I have some information here, and I'm going to share it, and I thank you for bringing it to our attention, Gene, so just listen, and I'll read you some of the information.
Okay.
Thank you. And also, I just got an email from one of you. Sean says, did I hear what Ann Coulter said about Nancy Reagan? And she said those Republicans would eat their young. What did Ann Coulter she is so horrible. This woman is so horrible. She exists on a diet of bile. What did she say about Nancy Reagan? The two anorexics, the dueling catfight. What did she say about Nancy Reagan? Does anybody know? Because I don't know. 303-382-1150. Okay, here it is. A bipartisan coalition of diplomats and military commanders for change. These are a group of retired career ambassadors, senior military officers, release a bold statement on the need to replace the Bush administration. 27 retired senior military and foreign service officers signed the statement, and there are some major people here. These are all high-level Ambassador Phyllis Oakley, former Assistant Secretary of State for Intelligence and Research, Ambassador Donald Easom, former Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Ambassador Charles Freeman, former Ambassador to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, a bunch of ambassadors to various countries, some of them in Africa. One here is a former ambassador and U.S. permanent rep to the United Nations, former chief of staff, U.S. Air Force, General Merrill A. Tony McPeak. So that's a name we've seen before. Ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, former ambassador. And all these people think that this administration should be replaced. And and here is some of the information. This is Avis Bolin, Assistant Secretary of State for Arms Control. Admiral William Crow. Wow, he's U.S. Navy retired, Chairman, President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Committee, Commander-in-Chief, United States Pacific Command, Ambassador to the Court of St. James, Admiral Crow. He thinks the Bush administration should be replaced. The Honorable Jeffrey Davidow, Ambassador to Mexico. Let's see, I'm trying to look at all these big names and try to pick out the ones that you might know of. In any event, the spokesperson for this group says, deep concern about the current state of our nation's international relations compels us, 27 men and women who have served the U.S. in senior diplomatic, national security, military positions, to speak out and call for a fundamental change in the U.S. approach to foreign policy. The spokesperson points out that we do not seek large numbers of supporters for our statement. We have assembled a varied and representative group of like-minded former senior career officials. Everybody who's got half a brain knows that you have got to get these people out of office, that you've got to get the Bushies out. They're doing nothing but ruining this country. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
The Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver, the positive place for kids. Visit them on the web at positiveplacedenver.org. Support the Boys and Girls Clubs and help kids make the most of their lives.
The folks from off zip me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
Supporting those involved in serving and protecting our country has never been more important. The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is to ensure our veterans receive the medical care and rehabilitation to which they're entitled, to provide programs that strengthen bodies and stimulate minds, to ensure access to housing, education, and transportation. To find out how you can support our nation's paralyzed veterans, call 1-866-USA-4PVA. That's 1-866-USA-4PVA.
It's the moment of choice, Tylenol or Advil. Truth is, doctors nationwide choose the medicine in Advil most for muscle pain, strains, and sprains. For better relief, advance to Advil.
We call it Drive Talkin'. Go to our website at knrcradio.com and look for details on how you can get a free KNRC travel coffee mug. That'll help on those morning commutes, and it may stop those stupid hot coffee spill lawsuits. There are few things that are free these days, but you'll find them at knrcradio.com. Go there, sign up, and the Drive Talkin' coffee mug will be yours. You can even get unlimited coffee refills in your fabulous new KNRC coffee mug at Sugar Beet Cafe. It's just another way for us to say thank you for making AM 1150 KNRC your number one choice for news and talk in Denver. AM 1150 KNRC. While Rush is telling you just what he thinks, Enid Goldstein will find out what you think. What you think. Hear the Rush Alternative. Weekdays at noon on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:55 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And we're talking about the president. We are talking about all these diplomats who think that this administration should be changed. This is a group of senior diplomats, career military, people who have been in very senior positions, whether it's military, whether it's diplomatic positions, whether it's been in the State Department, whether it's been in the Department of Defense, and these people are all calling for a change, because what is happening here is that we have alienated all of our allies. And what was the difference? Bill Clinton said something along the lines of, this administration, you go it alone unless you need somebody else, unless you can't. And in his, when he was running the show, it was you worked with people unless it was better that you went alone. So it was just a, he said it much better than that. Maureen Dowd writing in the New York Times today. Remember when Dan Rather asked Bill Clinton about Monica Lewinsky? And why did you do it? He said, because I could. And then he felt that that was the least morally defensible position, that it was morally indefensible to do something just because you had the power and that you could do it. You had the appetite, you had the opportunity, you could get away with it, you did it. Probably not the first time. And Maureen Dowd makes a case that that's exactly why we went to war. She says, in his memoirs, Bill Clinton complains about Republicans, you know, writing that impeachment was driven neither by morality nor the rule of law. But as Newt Gingrich said, because we can do it. They went into Iraq because they could do it. She goes on to say that the Clinton alpha instinct on Monica, fueled by a heady cocktail of testosterone and opportunism, was the same one that led W into his march of folly with Iraq. After 9/11, the president, vice president, secretary of defense, all wanted to go to the Middle East and knock the stuffing out of somebody bad, because it would feel good, because it would put our enemies on notice, and because it would make the president look strong. The folks at 1600 Pennsylvania didn't have Osama's address. They couldn't go after Iran or North Korea because these countries could actually defend themselves and retaliate, maybe with nukes. They couldn't invade Pakistan or Saudi Arabia because, hey, they're our allies. But the Bush team knew that it would not be hard to get rid of the second-rate dictator and romance novelist who posed no real threat. So they went after Saddam Hussein just because they could. Last week, the 9/11 Commission debunked the White House's attempt to suggest an axis of evil between Saddam and Osama. If our leaders didn't make that case for there's a connection between Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein or Al-Qaeda and 9/11, then why The 69% of Americans in a Washington poll last September believed that Saddam was involved in the 9/11 attacks. And a University of Maryland study last October showed that 80% of those who mostly watch Fox believes that at least one of the three misconceptions, either that that weapons of mass destruction have been found, that Al-Qaeda and Iraq were tied, or that the world had approved the U.S. intervention of Iraq. So that's what you're going to get if you watch Fox, the network, but not Fox 31 tonight, where you might see me. 303-382-1150. Okay, at a time when we're keeping people in the military longer, what did we do? We dismissed 700. The military dismissed 770 people who they thought were gay. We'll talk about that in the next hour. I'm Enid Goldstein. Two more hours of Enid Live coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You can join the conversation, 303-382-1150.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Sam Litzinger. Four American soldiers have been killed in the Iraqi city of Ramadi. NBC's Tom Aspel in Baghdad says they were supposed to check in, but never did.
Ramadi has been a flashpoint for attacks against American soldiers for more than a year. The four bodies were discovered there early this morning, sprawled on the ground, their body armor and their weapons missing, and their personal possessions scattered on the ground.
The four were apparently killed in an ambush. So will it rank right up there with the Wright brothers' first flight? A rocket plane named Spaceship One has become the first privately funded ship to fly into space. Then it came back for a perfect landing in California. The ship's designers say this marks a new era in aviation, one that will see paying passengers heading into space. His lawyer says Connecticut Governor John Roland will announce his resignation later today. Roland has acknowledged lying about getting gifts from state contractors and employees. He's been facing impeachment. I'm Sam Litzinger, NBC News Radio.
Don't miss the final days of the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale with our lowest prices throughout the store. Plus, save big with amazing buy one, get one for a dollar deals. Like our entire stock of Stafford or Towncraft short sleeve dress shirts for men or any pair of women's St. John's Bay shorts. Buy one, get the second for just a dollar. Hurry in. The JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale ends this Thursday.
It's all inside.
JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends June 24th.
Tonight on NBC, who would you trust to find your soulmate?
This is the most important decision we've ever had to make.
Three daughters will decide their father's destiny.
It's so much harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
The return of Who Wants to Marry My Dad? Summer's most romantic show is back with more twists than ever.
There is a mole amongst you.
Fall in love with NBC's new summer season, the premiere of Who Wants to Marry My Dad, after For Love or Money, NBC Tonight.
Winner of eight Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Rainy, 50 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Students at Parker's Ponderosa High School are grieving today. I'll have that story in a moment. Let's check traffic first. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Getting a mite bit messy out on the highways and byways. The latest accident is a rollover one. It's at Highway 6 and C-470 in Golden. Emergency equipment just heading in there. Also have a 3 or 4 car accident with injuries southbound I-225 at Tamarack Parkway. Traffic there jammed back to Iliff Avenue. Northbound I-25 still pretty heavy from I-225 up through Colorado Boulevard because of an earlier stall. And there's still a jackknife semi-trailer causing lots of problems at C-470 and 285 in Lakewood. So drive carefully. Roads are wet and they're not going to get any drier anytime soon. John Elway Auto Nation Showrooms with the information. Declare independence from high interest rates, independence from high fuel prices, and even your old beat-up car. Come to any one of the John Elway showrooms today during their July 4th Independence Celebration. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Grief counselors are on the scene at Ponderosa High School today to help students deal with the death of three of their classmates. Assistant Principal Jackie Wright says while concerned people gathered at the school, most of them came to see each other, not the counselors.
parents, like students, have come really to be with each other at this point in time. And not so much to take advantage of the service as to be together with other people who are friends of the family who are feeling this loss.
On Friday, the three students and a 77-year-old man died in a head-on collision in Douglas County. A 16-year-old who may have been driving the car the teens were in remains in critical condition at Littleton Adventist Hospital. Police haven't yet determined a cause of the crash, although fog and rain may have been a factor. This report brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. Kobe Bryant's pre-trial hearings continue today and tomorrow in Eagle. The judge could set a trial date during the next 2 days. The prosecution has withdrawn a request to retest DNA evidence. A man accused of stealing puppies and setting them on fire has pleaded not guilty to the crime. Investigators say 19-year-old Ryan Totura stole 4 puppies in February, set 3 of them on fire, one of which survived. In sports, no game for the Colorado Rockies today. They'll be on the road for 6 games, 3 in Milwaukee starting tomorrow, followed by 3 in Cleveland. Rocks took 2 of 3 from the Baltimore Orioles over the weekend. The Orkin man knows just because you don't see carpenter ants doesn't mean they're not trying to turn your house into a sack of sawdust. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 104.
Your summer passport for news and information. Identification, please.
Where talk happens. AM 1150 KNRC.
Enjoy your summer.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live, and you know we shop every chance we get.
Yeah, but in your stiletto heels, you keep slowing me down. That's why we shop at Aspen Grove. You can park directly in front of your favorite stores and walk right in.
No more walking long distances back and forth from the stores carrying heavy shopping bags, something we've been known to do.
Or driving through the parking lot praying for a spot. Spend more time shopping at Aspen Grove in Littleton, a beautiful open-air shopping center with some of the best national specialty shops, many that are exclusive to Southeast Metro Denver, such as Gap Body and Coldwater Creek with its casual chic clothing.
Don't forget Pottery Barn and White House Black Market, the only one in Colorado.
And the great Aspen Grove restaurants. I love the buffalo at Ted's Montana Grill.
Aspen Grove at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton is open Mondays through Saturdays, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 11 to 6. 303-794-0640. That's 303-794-0640. Experience shopping in a whole new light. Sunshine.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, mostly cloudy, showers and scattered thunderstorms for the afternoon. About the same for this evening, mid-40s for the overnight temperature. Partly cloudy tomorrow, maybe some isolated afternoon thunderstorms and an upper 70 high for us. Rainy and 50 now. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
106, 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. It's grisly out there. It's grim. And if you're driving, really be careful because it's going to be a difficult commute today, slippery, slip-sliding away. So pay attention. But inside the studio, it's sizzling. It's hot. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. And it looks like I've just been invited to the Carrie dinner tonight. So I think I'll be going if, in fact, I actually have been invited. Have I been invited, Joe? Yes, at the Carrie dinner? Yes, he's nodding his head. My name is on the list of who, the FBI or who, the CIA for my great intelligence capabilities. Oh, if you've never called a radio talk show before, if you've never called mine, please do it. You will affect the dialogue, possibly. You certainly will be heard. And it's kind of fun to do it, even if your heart goes pitter-patter, pitter-patter. 303-382-1150 means that you do have a heart and it is beating. But you will probably be heard by more people than you'll meet in the whole rest of your life. So consider calling in with your views on the things that we're discussing today. So I will bring you back what's going on at the Carrie dinner, probably as snidely as possible. Also, Joe and I are going to be attending the 9/11 screening of Fahrenheit 9/11, the Michael Moore documentary, and that we'll be doing, I think, on Thursday night. So just to let you know that. And here we have got, and I want to know, I want to find out why it took Kerry so long to motate himself back to Colorado. We are a swing state. He's got to get in there. He's got to start you know, doing whatever it's going to take to get himself elected from the state. That's and of course, we will be at the Democratic convention if all goes well. One of the things I want to talk about is here we are in an environment where if you signed up to do your military service for a period of time, you can forget about it because they are stretched so thin in Iraq right now. It's such an issue in Iraq right now that they're taking anybody they can get, except if you're gay. If you're gay, they threw 775 gay soldiers out of the military in the past year. 770 of them. Many of them were senior ranking. Many of them were top level. I don't know what happened to the don't ask, don't tell. But the minute they found out, that was the end of that. 303-382-1150. Now, they're stretched so thin, the military is stretched so thin, that to throw anybody out is something that would cause eyebrows to be raised. But to throw out 770 somebody, some of them very highly trained and some of them with a lot of years of service, is pretty amazing. And the only reason they're tossed out is for their sexual orientation. Is that fair? How do you feel about this? Do they fight any less bravely? Are they more or less willing to torture, as our ordinary soldiers are, apparently? 303-382-1150. And stories coming out about rape, about more torturing that we're doing, rigging up electrical wires to people's genitals and then shocking them, and it's horrible. I mean, this is what we have become. This is the war in Iraq. It has reduced us to pulp. You know, there's a line that I heard Bill Maher say, and I haven't been able to get it out of my head. And here's what he says. He says, the weak always bring down the strong. You got a girlfriend who's doing heroin. He said, next week you'll be doing heroin too. It's the weak that bring down the strong. You combine with what you notice. We are now the best friends of Iraq. And look at, we're getting pulled down worse than if we had just left it alone. 303-382-1150. What has been the benefit? Other than getting rid of Saddam Hussein, who may yet rise again. You know what? In turning him over to the new administration, he could commit suicide. He could escape. They could send him to Switzerland. He could become a new member of the new government in Iraq. I mean, lots of possibilities exist. And look at the price for getting rid of him. Look at that price. Renting our country into, turning us into a nation of torturers because he was supposed to be such a bully. We have become worse. 303-382-1150. Taking people, if not, you know, our own troops, the casualty rate has been high. The injury rate has been enormous. And a lot of these people who are serving in the military, National Guard, reservists, and so on, their families are struggling because they were the principal breadwinners. They never for a second believed that they would have to spend this much time in Iraq or would be called up to duty for this length of time. And once you're in, that's it. Even if your contract says you get to go home after a certain period of time, forget it. They're keeping you because they are stretched so thin. The military is stretched thin. But if you're gay, you want to come home, here's what you do. Call somebody for Queer Eye from the Straight, you know, for the straight guy, and start doing all the obvious things, all the stereotypical things that are associated with being gay, and then they'll ship you out. Because they shipped out 770 highly trained, presumably very capable people out of the military. Don't ask, don't tell. We don't want to know. Just because they were gay. Just because they're homosexual. Is that fair? Does that help us in any way as a country? Why should that be the litmus test? How about competence? 303-382-1150. Beth, calling from Thornton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Beth.
How are you?
Good.
You know, I never used to listen to talk radio until I discovered you.
How'd you discover me?
At work, I was trying to tune out a conservative coworker who was listening to Rush Limbaugh.
So would you have the Battle of the Bands going?
No, I had just used headphones.
Huh. Oh, that's good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. What's on your mind?
I could comment on probably about three different areas, and I'm a 12-year veteran, and I served on Desert Storm, and I'm an extremely angry and disgruntled veteran. And I can comment both about the gay thing and the George Bush drunk thing, and also...
Well, go to town.
Okay.
Start where you have the most passion.
Well, I'm a disabled vet, and I've been on a waiting list for over a year to be seen at the VA hospital because it's stretched so thin. So they told me to use my own medical insurance. And I've had two surgeries done in the last year where I've had a lot of out-of-pocket costs. And yet the Bush administration still wants to cut another $910 million in veterans benefits by 2006. And I wish John Kerry would push that issue a lot more. I think he would get a lot more veterans on his side, for one thing.
I think that's really a good point. You know what? If I get to meet him, I might bring that up with him.
Yeah, and it's and I know that he I'm on a email list for veterans for Kerry.
Yeah.
But the general public and I just don't feel that. I know a lot of people that are gung ho for this war, but then they don't pay attention. They don't have the slightest idea that even when we're not at war, how much people in the military sacrifice. And how there's dead bodies coming back. There's people coming back without limbs right now. And I'm just amazed at the number of people that...
People are coming back without limbs. They're
yeah.
coming back without sight.
And
they're coming back without hearing. They're coming back where their minds are altered irrevocably, where they're feeling incredible stress. They will never be the same again. In the past, because of the body armor, those that were lucky enough to have it, some of their hometowns chipped in because there wasn't enough military or planning or something, mm-hmm. both to armor the Humvees and to provide sufficient body armor, this new stuff, for our troops. So people had to reach into their own pockets to do it. But in the past, you would have died from these injuries. Now you have all these greater ancillary injuries because you're protected because of the body armor being so effective.
Right. Well, another hot topic I wanted to comment is that I was on active duty both before and after the don't ask, don't tell policy was
mm-hmm.
implemented.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is that more gays have been kicked out after that policy was instituted. And I was gay when I was in the military, still am, and I remember just the whole time being in fearful of witch hunts, and yet I was a very senior enlisted person with, you know, medals.
What kind of witch hunts go on to find out if you're gay? Who wants to do this? People who have a vendetta of some sort?
Sometimes. When I was in, they used to call it something else, but it was called the Navy Investigation Service.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, even people that were... urine tests for drugs, they were positive. They would actually be blackmailed and said, well, we know you're gay and, you know, we'll drop the drug charges if you can turn in all your gay friends.
I mean, that's how they're doing it. By the way, Beth, you're a first time caller, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wait a minute. We have something for you.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Our cheesy little kiss to de-virginize first time callers.
But there's a book that was written actually over 10 years ago called Conduct Unbecoming, and it really addressed Randy Schultz, the same one that wrote the AIDS, the band played on.
Yes, yes, and he was a San Francisco reporter who died of AIDS, actually.
Yeah, and he wrote an excellent book on the persecution of people in the military for being gay. It's been going on for, you know, actually decades. So it's a shame because I knew a lot of, you know, homosexual people in the Navy that were top performers, but it was just really frustrating that if they only knew that one other item, suddenly they would have been booted out the door, and it was just ridiculous.
Beth, I thank you for the suggestion of how Kerry can improve his standing with vets, and thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I hope you'll call us again. 303-382-1150. Here's the story, or a study, sorry. Even with the growing concerns about the waning number of military troops, 770 people, almost 800 people, were discharged for homosexuality last year. This is under the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. And the study was released today that shows that. The figure is significantly lower than the record of almost 1,300 discharges in 2001, just before the attacks on Afghanistan and Iraq. Since Don't Ask, Don't Tell was adopted in 1994, nearly 10,000 military personnel have been discharged, including linguists, nuclear warfare experts, and other key specialists. So, Don't Ask, Don't Tell is supposed to allow gays and lesbians to serve in the military as long as they keep their sexual orientation private and don't engage in sexual acts. The majority of those let go under this policy, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, were active duty enlisted personnel in the early stages of their career. But of the nearly 6,300 people discharged during this period, 75 were officers, 71% were men. The study found that the Army, the largest of the services, was responsible for about 41% of all discharges. The Army has invoked stop-loss authority to keep soldiers from retiring or otherwise leaving if they're deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan because they're stretched so thin. About 27 of the discharges came from the Navy, 22% from the Air Force, 9% from the Marines. Hundreds of those discharged had held key positions, including 90 nuclear power engineers, 150 rocket and missile specialists, and 49 nuclear, chemical, and biological warfare specialists. Of the 88 linguists let go, at least 7 were Arabic specialists. And let me tell you, there's a big problem about getting Arabic speakers, people who can speak the language. So this is according to this study. Are we so intolerant? Who even cares what your sexual orientation is? It doesn't matter. In ancient Greece, where homosexuality was really the thing, when you went into battle, you brought your lover with you because it was thought that you would fight more bravely in front of your lover. So here we are, all these thousands of years later, and we're all bent out of shape because of someone's sexual orientation. I don't get it. 303-382-1150. How does this, the litmus test should be, are you competent? Do you do your job well? That is a litmus test, not your sexual orientation. How do you feel about it? Am I wrong? Should it be your sexual? Well, you know what? If your sexual orientation gets you booted from the military, maybe it should get you booted from medicine. Maybe you can't be an actor. You can't be Rock Hudson. Apparently you're incompetent for everything, right? You can't even get a driver's license if you're gay. If being gay gets you booted from the military, then apparently you shouldn't even get a driver's license, right? You must not be competent to do anything. Is that correct? You can never cut anybody's hair again. You can never style them. You can never teach a cooking class. You can never do interior design because you're gay. So there it is, 303-382-1150. Jeff, calling from Colorado Springs, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Enid. Your show's very entertaining. I'd like to comment on the woman who talked about the witch hunts, if I may.
Yeah.
Just finished 20 years active duty service in the Marine Corps and have friends in what used to be called NIS. I don't know of any witch hunts since the don't ask, don't tell policy was implemented, as she said.
Okay, so you don't, but 770 gay people have just been booted from the military this past year simply for being gay. What are your views on that at being a 20-year vet of the military?
Well, two things. A, you know, you keep saying, you know, don't ask, but the other half of that is don't tell. So what percentage of those people have volunteered and come forward?
Maybe now, maybe she was right and some of them were coerced. Is that possible? In some kind of a sting activity? Listen, we won't boot you out if you rat out your friends. They do this in investigations all the time.
That I find very suspect.
Do you have a problem, Jeff, serving with gay people in the military?
Absolutely not.
Would you
Absolutely not.
Bend over for the soap
really,
in the shower,
I don't think that's
Jeff?
The issue. Sorry, go ahead.
What is the issue? If you knew somebody was gay, would that affect your view of that person in terms of being a colleague in the military?
Absolutely not.
So you don't have a problem then. If you're gay in the military, it's okay.
Again, the policy is don't ask, don't tell.
But that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you how you feel about it, personally.
I personally don't have a problem with it.
It's okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. But it's not okay with a lot of people in the military, apparently, because 770 people got booted because they were... What's the difference if we know or if we don't know? Who cares?
That's exactly right. So if someone volunteers that information...
What if it's not volunteered? What if it's coerced? What if someone rats you out? Why should it even matter? Shouldn't your competence be a greater issue than what your sexual orientation is?
Absolutely. Now, if you don't get a promotion, is it because of your sexuality? Is it because of your race? Or is it because you just weren't good enough to be promoted? What are most people going to fall back on? The reason they didn't get promoted is...
It's one thing not to... I'll tell you why most people do get promoted. I'll tell you my view of it. I think it's because the person doing the promoting feels comfortable with that person. It may not be the best choice. You've seen it. Everybody's seen it in any workplace in America, whether it's an office, a military situation, medical situation, it doesn't matter. Sometimes the person that gets promoted is not the most competent person for the job.
Oh, absolutely.
It makes the whoever's doing the hiring feels more comfortable with that person, likes them better. Whatever the chemistry, the social chemistry is, that's very often the reason why it happens. But it shouldn't matter if we know or don't know what your sexual orientation is. It shouldn't matter in the least your sexual orientation. What should be the barometer here is your competence.
Well, you mentioned comfort factor. Is that, i.e., if someone...
But a lot of people aren't comfortable with people of ethnic minorities. But we have said, as a policy in this country, Harry Truman integrated the military. A lot of people said they didn't want to serve with people who were black. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Let's head. Beth wants to tell you that you're wrong, Jeff, I think.
Fine.
Here she is. Yes, but.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Beth.
Well, I'd just like to correct the gentleman. Enough of my facts didn't come out. I served both before and after the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy was implemented. In fact, I was discharged shortly after it was implemented. So I was speaking more for the time period before that. And I know personally of friends who were asked to rat out their friends. And, you know, just because he wants to live in his little narrow-minded view of things doesn't mean that it didn't happen just because he's not aware of it. And my time was mostly in the 80s and the early 90s, and there were often witch hunts. They used to go to gay bars and read the base stickers off of people's cars in the parking lot, and then suddenly all those people would get called in because your base sticker identifies on your car who you are.
Jeff, are you saying you're not aware of any of this? Beth, she saw it happen.
That's not what I said. And now I'm the one who's viewed as narrow-minded.
Are you aware of what Beth is alleging? Beth says that she has seen this firsthand, that they're getting your base stickers. If they see your sticker at a gay bar, then you get called in. Or they rat you out. If you've got a drug test, a urine test that doesn't come up as perky as it should, then they ask you to rat out your friends.
I take exception to the they blanket statement.
I'm asking, it doesn't matter about the they. Have you seen it? Are you saying you didn't see any of this?
No, I have not.
Okay, you haven't. What did you do in the military exactly? Anything?
I was a pilot.
You were a pilot. Okay, in what branch of the military were you a pilot?
In the Marine Corps.
In the Marine Corps. And you saw no witch hunts for going after gay members of the military?
No, and I've had two members of my squadron who came out after they got off active duty.
And they came out to you and said that they were gay. And how did you feel about that?
On one of them, I kind of said, okay, fine. And the other one was like, well, I kind of figured that might have been an issue.
All right. Well, I thank you. I thank you, Jeff, for the call. I appreciate
thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate your call. And, Beth, I'm glad that you were able to set the record straight for us. Thank you for doing that. 303-382-1150. 770 gays were tossed out of the military last year just for being gay. At a time when we were so stretched thin in the military that any hope that any reservist had of going home when they were supposed to go home has been canceled because the Army has issued stop-loss orders. I mean, you're in there for the haul. Why are we doing that? Is that fair? Do you agree with that decision? Should your sexuality be the litmus test of your ability to serve in the military? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
As a small business owner, you turn multitasking into a fine art. Because for you, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So who better than you to appreciate how Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once? Buying items you need for your business, while at the same time buying items you need for your home. In addition to finding what you need for your business, you'll find name brand electronics, sporting goods, and fine jewelry, as well as many of the everyday essentials every home needs. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low costs on items for your home as you do on items for your business. And when you're really pressed for time, try using Click and Pull and Fax and Pull, convenient services to help you order ahead for fast pickup. Place your order at samsclub.com or by fax before 5 p.m. And at no extra charge, it's ready to pick up the next morning. You've got a lot going on. Count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
At this time, while our fighting men and women are overseas fighting for our freedoms, let's enjoy this summer. But AM 1150 KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting the terrorists.
Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them.
KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting terrorism. Thanks for all you're doing. AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Bill Griffin, CNBC Business Radio. Summer has come to Wall Street. That means the doldrums have set in, and it's certainly evident today. With about an hour, 45 minutes of trading left, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down just 6 points at 10,409, and the NASDAQ is down just a point and a half at 1985. But there was another big merger announced today. Banking giant Wachovia is buying regional bank SouthTrust for over $14 billion in stock. And there's a big deal in the world of real estate with North America's biggest shopping mall owner, Simon Property Group, buying Chelsea Property Group and its shopping centers for about $3.5 billion. The Supreme Court ruled today in favor of health plans in a dispute over patient lawsuits. The court said that patients who claim their HMOs refuse to pay for recommended medical care cannot sue for big malpractice damages in state courts. They must go to federal court instead. The Dow's down just 11 points, off to a quiet start, with the NASDAQ down a point at this hour. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
Tonight on NBC, who would you trust to find your soulmate?
This is the most important decision we've ever had to make.
Three daughters will decide their father's destiny.
It's so much harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
The return of Who Wants to Marry My Dad? Summer's most romantic show is back with more twists than ever.
There is a mole amongst you.
Fall in love with NBC's new summer season, the premiere of Who Wants to Marry My Dad, after For Love or Money, NBC Tonight.
Our country spends billions on health problems caused by inactive lifestyles. Nearly $1,000 for every family in America every year. So many local Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies have launched Walking Works programs to help people stay active and reduce costly problems. Because when one person walks, it's exercise. But when millions walk, we all help keep quality health care affordable now. The Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association is an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans.
To win at anything, you have to be smart.
Long-term responsibility.
You have to be strong. And you have to be prepared.
United States of America.
When it comes to the coverage of Decision 2004, no station is smarter or better prepared to cover from all sides.
Ongoing operations in Iraq.
The connected and the elected.
Your source for Kerry versus Bush. AM 1150, KNRC.
The American people will be deciding this election.
She's the Rush alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150, KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150, KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:31 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. The lines are completely full, but they will open up. And what we're talking about is at a time when the military is completely strapped for personnel. They let go 770 people. They just dusted them out, pushed them out the door because they were gay. Discharged for homosexuality last year under the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell, But We Still Want to Know policy. 303-382-1150. Tim, calling from Lakewood. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, before I make my comment here, you know, the great thing about your show is I haven't tuned in for a couple of months, and after 2 months I finally tune in, and nothing has changed. You're still talking about the same kind of things. So,
but, Tim, but you can't stop listening, can you?
I said I haven't tuned in
That's your view of it.
But
Here you are. Not only could you not stop listening, but here you are calling, and we are delighted that you are. So tell me what's on your mind, Tim.
Well, did you ever bother to think about the realities of some of the people who join the military in peacetime, that they don't join with the notion that they're going to be going to war? They join because they get great benefits, education benefits. They get to see the world and by joining the military. And the numbers that are reflected by the amount of gays that have just left could be that, you know, I'm anti-war. I just wanted to get the stuff out of this gig. And all I have to
Tim,
do is
that isn't,
gay,
you know, you
I'm
can sit there, you can sit here and hypothesize all you want, but here are the facts. I know that facts are a slippery thing for you, but let me give them to you again and see if you can digest this. 770 people, some of them quite high ranking and some quite talented, were discharged from the military merely because of their homosexuality. Do you agree that that's a good policy? Do you think that's a good idea? You think it's a bad idea? Let's hear it.
Do they name some of them? Do they actually have their names?
It doesn't matter about their names. Some of them are linguists. Some of them are experts in, excuse me, some of them are linguists. Some of them are experts in bio and nuclear warfare. Some of them are Arabic speakers, of which we have a dearth, as a matter of fact. So let me rephrase the question again so that someone even of your mentality could understand it. The question is, do you agree that it's a good policy, or do you think it's a bad policy to discharge you from the military, however competent you are, merely for your sexual orientation, merely for being homosexual?
If a homosexual in the military says, I'm gay to an officer.
I'm asking you a question. Tim, I'm going to ask you a question again, and then if you don't answer it, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Do you agree with the policy or not agree with the policy? Should the litmus test for you remaining in the military be your sexual orientation? Yes or no?
Another perspective on potentially.
Oh, please. 303-382-1150. There's a guy who, you know, I don't know what to do with that. Doug in Denver, first time caller. Welcome to Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello.
Hi, Doug. Welcome.
Oh, wow. That was better than I ever imagined. I've been waiting for a year for over that. But, you know, it's just amazing.
I know. You're going to have to light up a cigarette now.
Yes, I am. How are you, Ian?
Good, good.
Well, I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I'm also a 20-year vet from the military, and I retired back in 96. I took an early retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I can speak to this directly because when I went in initially, of course, I went in to pretty much change my sexuality, but I happened to confront it head on. I was forced to by the military.
Wait a minute. You went in as what? What was your sexual orientation when you?
I was a gay teenager.
Okay.
And I figured if anything could turn me straight, it would be the military.
Okay.
Wrong.
It just confirmed the fact that you were gay.
Right, but it also helped me handle it in a different way. Instead of it being like all the stereotypes you saw on television at the time, it let me know that I didn't have to be like that. I can be myself. I can be masculine. I can be aggressive. I can be, a complete person.
You could be all that you can be.
Exactly.
All right. So what happened? You went in and you served for how long?
I did 18 and a half years, and I took the early retirement because of the downsizing.
Did anyone in any position of authority ever realize?
It took me, of course, and when I initially went in, of course, I was very closeted and I was scared. But after, I learned how to play the game, and after I got rank and I got to a pretty high position, a senior rank, I actually kind of got cocky and confrontational about things like that. And this was right after the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy had come out, because I just felt it was wrong. And I made it a point personally to make myself invaluable. I made it a point to make myself the best. I made it a point to outdo everybody because if I am invaluable, then you're going to respect that. You're going to respect me as a person. You're going to respect me as a sergeant. You're going to respect me for the man I am. And you're not going to look at my sexuality as an issue.
All right, so you were able then to serve your whole tenure in the military. Some people may have been aware of it. You did a good job, and for you it never became an issue.
If it was an issue, they didn't address me directly because I would not stand for it. My point was that I'm here as a sergeant.
But if you had gotten on the wrong side of somebody, Doug, mm-hmm. they would have gone after you in a witch hunt. That's what would have happened. It didn't happen in your case.
But they could not. The thing is that even if they had gone on a witch hunt, there's no way they can prosecute you because it's only allegations. Also,
what do they have to do? Catch you in the middle of something?
They would have to. It would have to be something that was lewd, a lewd act. And it would have to be in a public place. They can't prosecute you for going to a gay club. They can't do anything like that because that's open to the public. But if you're caught in a public place with a conducting a LULAC, then that's something that can be prosecuted and you can be discharged whether you're straight or gay.
Doug, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Jay, calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jay.
Oh, yes, I just had to call. I was sitting there listening to that, whatever his name was, a few callers back, and I'm a veteran. And the
Tim,
whole idea,
Tim, I think, was his name.
Yeah, Tim. The whole idea of what appears to be a chicken hawk conservative to me, calling and questioning anybody who's been in the military about their honor and their courage.
Well, he wouldn't answer the question. I was trying to get from him the answer to this question. Should the litmus test, the barometer of your ability to serve well in the military, be your sexual orientation?
Right.
And he wouldn't answer the question. He went here, he went there, and hypothetical this, and what if the world were flat, and what if it weren't, and, you know, he wasn't going to answer the question, so that was it.
Yeah, and that's just the whole idea of just questioning courage having to do with being homosexuality of somebody who's been in the military is just... was just too much for me.
All right. I thank you for the call, Jay. 303-382-1150. Richard calling from Denver. First time caller. Welcome to Enid Live. Hi, Richard.
You calling for Richard?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was calling in response to the gentleman from Colorado Springs who says that in his 20 years he never witnessed any witch hunt. I was not in the military, but I'm a former, I moved to Denver from Norfolk, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
I'm a gay man, and I remember clearly having many friends that were in the Navy in Norfolk, Virginia. And I distinctly, out of those, all of those friends that I had while I was living there, I can personally attest to three of them that were discharged from the military because they were
now our one of our callers just said you have to be caught in the middle of a lewd act. Was that the case?
Absolutely not.
Because another of our callers said, look, they take down your sticker number, and if they see your car has been parked at a gay bar, that might be enough. So what is it? Which is it?
Well, I know from personal experience, there was a particular place in Norfolk, Virginia, and this is probably about 10 years ago. It was called The Oar. It was frequented by a lot of military personnel. It was known to be a gay establishment, and it was common knowledge inside that particular establishment that not to park your car in the near vicinity of the establishment simply because of the reason that they knew that there were people from inside the Navy that will come and
would they come inside? Would they come inside the establishment and see if they could recognize anybody?
Yes. I remember particularly this was in 1994.
And is that enough? Is that enough to get you booted from the military?
Well, it was for three of my friends. As a matter of fact, I had to house one of these seamen in the place that I lived temporarily because he was kicked out of there. And I know of three particular people when I was living there that were kicked out. That's just that I knew personally.
You were not kicked out.
No, no. I like I said, I was a resident of Norfolk, Virginia. I was not in the military.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that part of it. I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay.
I wasn't part of the military, but because it was such a heavy presence of Navy personnel in the area that I lived and the particular establishments that I frequented, I would say that about 60% of my circle of friends were Navy personnel.
Richard?
That were gay as well.
Richard, I really thank you for that. I thank you for the information, and I'm delighted that you called. I hope you call us again. 303-382-1150. You're hearing it from people who have served in the military, their experiences. Should your sexual orientation be the litmus test for whether you can serve in the military? I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. 1:42, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Rainy and 48 right now. A not guilty plea entered today in the case of puppies set on fire. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
not a pleasant drive at all on the freeway system right now. A lot of late accidents just coming in. The latest one is an overturned van southbound I-25 and 120th Avenue. Emergency equipment responding in there. Also an overturned vehicle at I-76 and Highway 85. They're still trying to upright that thing. Also an overturned vehicle, Highway 6 and C-470 near Golden. Should be just about finished with that one by now. And eastbound I-70 at Federal Boulevard, truck spun out on the wet roads and wound up into the guardrail, so count on some delays in there. Just slow down. There's an awful lot of water on the highways, a lot of backsplash, a lot of reduced visibility as well. Boys and Girls Clubs Metro Denver with the information. The positive place for kids. Visit them on the web at positiveplacedenver.org. Support the Boys and Girls Clubs and help kids make the most out of their lives. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
19-year-old Ryan Tatura entered a not guilty plea today to charges that he stole four puppies and set three of them on fire in February. Police say he took the puppies from the Colorado Humane Society in Englewood, set three of them on fire in Jefferson County. One of the puppies survived. Tatura is being held in the Jefferson County Jail. This report brought to you by Melody Homes. Pre-trial hearings are continuing today and tomorrow in the rape case against Kobe Bryant. Prosecutors have withdrawn a request to retest DNA evidence. Over the next 2 days, the judge could hear arguments dealing with the relevance of cell phone text messages between the alleged victim and others soon after the alleged rape. A trial date could also be set during this round of hearings. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry will be in Denver this afternoon speaking to voters at Denver Civic Center Park at 3 o'clock. Kerry will then attend a reception at the Weston Tabor Center. Kerry had planned on coming to Denver earlier this month, but postponed the trip out of respect following the death of former President Ronald Reagan. D.R. Horton, America's Builder Melody Series. Great incentives, no down, no closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call them at 866-MELODY-H. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:44.
It's important to me.
You can rely on us at Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm a single mom, and I've always got somewhere to go.
No matter where you are.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work.
When I take the kids to school.
When it's important to you.
News is important to me.
Rely on Denver's AM 1150.
That's what's important to me.
KNRC.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
Every time you smoke a cigarette, you're taking 7 to 11 minutes off your life. For the typical smoker, that can be as much as 10 years. You're nearly twice as likely to die of heart disease and almost three times more likely to die of cancer. By the age of 45, your lung function has already declined at three times the normal rate. If you're ready to quit smoking, we can help. We're the makers of Smokeaway, a product specifically developed and designed to eliminate your cravings and have you smoke-free in just 7 days. It's all natural and nicotine-free, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work or your money back. Thousands have already quit using Smokeaway. Shouldn't you?
Call now for your risk-free trial. 1-800-219-2704. That's 1-800-219-2704. Money back if you aren't cigarette-free in just 7 days. Call toll-free. 1-800-219-2704. That's 1-800-219-2704.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, showers and scattered thunderstorms likely through the afternoon into the evening hours, the overnight temperature down to the mid-40s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, some isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, upper 70s for tomorrow's high. 48 with rainy weather now. KNRC News Time is 1:46. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house, you're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only program. They have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508 or online at ipfunding.com.
Aren't you tired of minutes after minutes of clutter you'll find on other Denver Talk radio stations? We are. And that's why AM 1150 KNRC is here. We don't have high debt payments that you pay for with less programming. AM 1150 KNRC. More talk, less clutter. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:48 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. In today's, yesterday's, Denver Post, they had a whole big thing on David Brooks, who is the New York Times columnist, and how he's going to be appearing at the Tattered Cover Cherry Creek tomorrow night. And he's also going to be, Wednesday, he's going to be at a Lunch on Deadline guest of the Denver Press Club. But it doesn't say where he's going to be on Enid Live tomorrow in the 2 o'clock hour. So I'm really intrigued to have him on. I thought his book about Bobos in Paradise was a terrific book. And now he has a new one out called, I think, On Paradise Drive. Is that the name of it? He'll be joining us tomorrow on the 2 o'clock hour. Friday, we're live from the Denver Press Club. Thursday, Lisa Scottolini. It's our second anniversary of having signed on the air AM 1150 KNRC. That's on Thursday, the 24th. Lisa Scottolini, who writes these blockbuster thrillers, will be with us. I'm invited to the Carrie dinner tonight. I think I'm going to go and bring you back a report. I might also be on Fox News tonight, Channel 31, I think. We'll see, from Aspen. I'm scheduled to be on Air America this weekend on the Sunday Night Laura Flanders show. And Joe Anderson and I are going to go see Fahrenheit 9/11. We will preview it in a special screening on Thursday night and bring you all the details on Friday. It's scheduled to open on Friday. 303-382-1150. What we are considering right now, military has booted 770 from its ranks because they're gay. That's it. That's the reason. If they were incompetent, I'd say bravo. But some of these are linguists, some of them speak Arabic, some of them are bioweapon specialists, nuclear weapon specialists, a lot of high-ranking specialists, some earlier in their careers, but the reason that they got booted was that they were gay. Should that be the litmus test, or should it be your competence? What do you think? Would you be uncomfortable serving in the military if you knew your roommate, your bunkmate, or your the one who had the upper bunk, or somebody that you served with was gay? Would it matter? 303-382-1150. Jeremy, on a cell, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Hello?
Hi, Jeremy. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. To answer your question, I definitely believe that using a litmus test of whether or not you're gay as a basis for whether or not you serve in the military is dead wrong.
Okay. Have you got your radio off? It's got to be off, Jeremy.
Hold on a second. There we go. I'm also on a cell phone, so that might be the problem, too.
Okay. All right, so you don't believe that what your sexual orientation is should be the litmus test for whether or not you serve in the military?
No, ma'am. There's a lot of things that our military does that I don't agree with as well. The stop-loss policy is the other thing I don't agree with. And personally, I can see that being a cause of a lot of people who are gay leaving the military right now. Think about it. If your test to get out of the military, or if your way to get out of the military is to say you're gay, and you've been expecting to get off at the end of your time, that's the easiest way to get out.
All right. What kind of a discharge do you get if you admit or they find out somehow that you're gay? Is it an honorable discharge? Is it a dishonorable discharge? What do you get?
I think it's probably going to be a dishonorable, but still, you got to wonder, is it worth?
So, in other words, you're alleging that some people might use their being gay or pretending that they're gay in order to get out and not lose their lives. They'd rather sit there with the dishonorable discharge if that's what they're going to get.
Bingo.
Okay, Jeremy, thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Dave calling from Arvada. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi. I just wanted to throw a different spin on it. I think the litmus test really should be if a man cannot serve in the military next. I mean, you know, if they're so homophobic, then I don't think they're really men. I mean, if serving next...
Oh, that's so good, Dave. That's great. So in other words, the litmus test is not whether you're gay, it's whether you're homophobic. And if you're too homophobic, then you're not masculine. You're not a man enough to serve in the military.
Right, because you're all scared that this guy's going to look at you or something. You shouldn't be worried
about
that.
Let me tell
you
something. Women have had to deal with men putting the moves on them. for so long. If I had a nickel for every time a man put the moves on me, I'd have a dime.
Yeah, I mean, I won't care if a guy looks at me. It's like, well, so what? Now, if they start touching you, that might bother. That's
well,
different.
What do you say? Why? Well, then you say, stop touching me.
Right.
Get away or I'm going to report you.
Yeah, I'll kick your butt, you know, because I'm the man. I'm the real man. So, you know, it's like, if you're so homophobic.
So what do we have in the military, then? A bunch of homophobic weenies?
Yeah, a bunch of wimps. They can't even, you know, they're wimps. If they're homophobic, they're wimps.
Dave, I thank you for that. 303-382-1150. What do you think? I think Dave is on it. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live. And by the way, tell your friends. If you like what you're hearing, if you like Enid Live, if you like KNRC, tell your friends. Our second anniversary is coming up on Thursday. And here we are, bigger, better than ever. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Monday is Cheap Chicken Day at Albertsons. 8 mouth-watering pieces of fresh fried chicken, only $3.99. Cheap Chicken Day, Mondays at Albertsons, helping make your life easier.
At CA, we're the management software experts, but we don't just manage servers and databases. Our software helps manage ATMs, PDAs, VIPs, and URLs. Payrolls, road tolls, phone calls, church halls, medical records, financial records, academic records, and probably also some record stores. Imports, exports, ports, sports, and even a few forts. To find out more about CA's commitment to improving everyday life, every day, go to ca.com/radio.
I want my golf challenging. 18 holes is the least I'll play in a day.
I like my golf with sunshine, immaculate greens, and a great lunch on a deck with views after I'm done.
It doesn't matter what you look for in a golf game because the Breckenridge Golf Course has it all. The only 27-hole Jack Nicklaus-designed course in the country. Spectacular views, great clubhouse, and your ball will fly 10 to 20% farther. Guaranteed. Visit GoBreckNow.com today for competitive rates and tailored vacations. Have a cool summer experience. Breckenridge.
Corda Slim isn't for the casual dieter with 5 pounds to lose. Drop the weight you've been trying to lose for years with Corda Slim. 1-800-LOSS-139. 800-LOSS-139. That's 800-LOSS-139.
To win at anything, you have to be smart.
Long-term responsibility.
You have to be strong. And you have to be prepared.
United States of America.
When it comes to the coverage of Decision 2004, no station is smarter or better prepared to cover from all sides.
Ongoing operations in Iraq.
The connected and the elected.
Your source for Kerry versus Bush. AM 1150, KNRC.
The American people will be deciding this election.
Hey, what's your sign? Is it hot in here, or is it just you? I seem to have lost my phone number. Could I have yours?
Looking for a new pickup line? Try this one.
Excuse me, but I couldn't help wondering, what station do you listen to?
Works every time. AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
156 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. President Clinton says the Iraq War was a mistake. He says on 60 Minutes that Bush erred by not giving the UN inspectors more time. But, you know, what's Bush busy doing? Not ordering the shoot down, although he and Cheney said that he did order the shoot down on 9/11. And also, here's what they're doing. They're detaining and throwing out. If you're gay, they threw out 770 gay military members in the past year. Booted them out just because they were gay, presumably. The U.S., in today's New York Times, this is a big story. For nearly 2.5 years, American officials have maintained that locked within the halls of Guantanamo Bay reside some of the most dangerous terrorists in the world. The worst of a very bad lot, according to Dick Cheney. But as all this investigation from the New York Times has pointed out, has revealed in interviews, dozens of high-level military intelligence and law enforcement officials in the U.S., Europe, and Middle East said that contrary to the repeated assertions of senior administrative officials, none of the detainees at Guantanamo Bay ranked as leaders or even senior operatives of al-Qaeda. Only a relative handful, maybe a dozen, possibly two dozen, were sworn al-Qaeda members. While some Guantanamo intelligence has aided terrorism investigations, none of it has enabled intelligence or law enforcement services to foil imminent attacks. according to officials. Compared with the higher-profile Al-Qaeda operatives held elsewhere by the CIA, the Guantanamo detainees have provided only a trickle of intelligence with current value. Because nearly all of that intelligence is classified, most of the officials would discuss it only on condition of anonymity. So here you have yet another lie emanating from this administration. That these people are being held in Guantanamo Bay because they are important sources of information. They're Al-Qaeda people. In fact, nothing that's come out of Guantanamo Bay has been very useful or terrifically instrumental in preventing terrorist attacks. And yet we are keeping these people indefinitely. They have no real rights. Again, the U.S. is overstating, lying, actually, about the value of what is coming from these Guantanamo detainees. They lied about weapons of mass destruction. They lied that there was a substantial connection between Al-Qaeda and Iraq, between Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. They have lied about that. They have lied about just about everything. Dick Cheney and the two Dicks walked into that 9/11 commission hearing and said that Bush gave the order to shoot down and Cheney executed. Cheney's own wife said she never heard Bush call in. Josh Bolton, who's a high-level aide to the White House, never heard Bush call in. Anybody who was in the bunker never heard Bush call in. So they have lied completely. They lied when they said they couldn't, you know, there was no way to know that there, that 9/11 would happen, that there could be an attack. There was no, even though there was a presidential daily briefing of August the 6th saying Osama bin Laden was going to attack on U.S. soil, they didn't know. How could they know? Just because the CIA said that he was going to attack on U.S. soil, how could they know that? They didn't know. They were busy clearing brush, mental brush. And they could keep clearing it, and they're still never going to get that mental brush clear. This is another reason why you've got to change this administration. This is bad. 303-382-1150. One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. We're going to be joined by Danica Patrick, who is a race car driver, a woman, and a fashion model on top of it. Oh, my goodness. And find out the secrets of race car driving. Maybe she can teach Dickie how to drive a car. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Williams. The sound of history being made in California, where a rocket plane has made the first privately financed space flight.
Everything seemed to go really, really well. I was very, very happy with the airplane.
Private pilot Mike Melville says it was a pleasure to fly. The flight may help make it possible for paying customers to head into space, both for business and pleasure. The plane soared about 60 miles above the Earth before returning to make a smooth landing. Four American servicemen have been killed in the Iraqi city of Ramadi. The U.S. military says they were apparently caught in an ambush. They were scheduled to check in, but never did. A legal disappointment for patients' rights advocates. The Supreme Court says HMOs can't be sued in state court for big malpractice damages, even though they refuse to pay for recommended medical care. Healthcare industry officials say the decision will protect them financially. Critics say it makes it harder for patients to sue for damages. I'm Brian Williams, NBC News Radio.
Tonight on NBC. Who would you trust to find your soulmate?
This is the most important decision we've ever had to make.
Three daughters will decide their father's destiny.
It's so much harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
The return of Who Wants to Marry My Dad? Summer's most romantic show is back with more twists than ever.
There is a mole amongst you.
Fall in love with NBC's new summer season, the premiere of Who Wants to Marry My Dad? After For Love or Money, NBC Tonight.
Don't miss the final days of the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale with our lowest prices throughout the store. Plus, save big with amazing buy one, get one for a dollar deals. Like our entire stock of Stafford or Towncraft short sleeve dress shirts for men or any pair of women's St. John's Bay shorts. Buy one, get the second for just a dollar. Hurry in. The JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale ends this Thursday.
It's all inside.
JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends June 24th.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Rainy, 48 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The pretrial hearings in the Kobe Bryant rape case continue today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Southbound I-25 at 120th Avenue. Rollover accident involving a van. They just freed one person from the wreckage, and you can count on some slowing in there. The fire equipment should pick up and go back into service here in just a few minutes. A couple of accidents along I-70, one between the Mousetrap and Pecos, one confirmed wreck, eastbound I-70 at Federal. That's a truck into a guardrail there, so count on some slowing there. Count on some slowing on most of the freeways and surface streets this afternoon because of the wet roads. Key Bank with the information. At Key Bank, the key difference promises to put the customer first. They think you'll second that. Call, visit, or email today. Discover the key difference for yourself. Key, achieve anything. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The complex process of agreeing on a jury questionnaire took up most of the morning session at the latest pretrial hearing in the Kobe Bryant rape case. Legal analyst Andrew Cohen says taking the time to agree now on what questions to ask prospective jurors will save time later.
Obviously, there's going to be some consensus on which questions ought to be asked of these potential jurors in the questionnaire, but there are probably going to be some differences, too. Those are going to open up, and we're going to see those probably in court, and, of course, the judge will be the final referee.
There remain some DNA issues to address. Whether they're taken care of during this round of pretrial hearings, which go today and tomorrow, will determine whether a trial date is set this week. This report brought to you by the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver. A teenager stole a mile-high frozen foods 18-wheeler this morning while the driver was making a delivery. The teen quickly found out that he didn't know how to drive the big rig. He smashed into 14 cars, destroying two of them on Logan Street between 10th and 11th. The semi wound up on the front lawn of a nearby apartment complex. The teenager ran off,
southbound
but
I-25
was found close by, semi-conscious
Avenue,
with some non-life-threatening injuries. The likely Democratic nominee for the presidency comes to... Massachusetts Senator John Kerry will be speaking to voters at Denver Civic Center Park at 3 o'clock. Following that, Kerry will attend a reception at the Weston Tabor Center. In sports, it's a day off for the Colorado Rockies today as they get ready to start a six-game road trip. Tomorrow, the Rocks start a three-game series in Milwaukee. They'll then head to Cleveland. This past weekend, the Rocks beat the Baltimore Orioles 2 out of 3 games. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver, the positive place for kids. Visit them on the web at positiveplacedenver.org. Support the Boys and Girls Clubs and help kids make the most of their lives. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
No matter how you say it, it is what we do best. This is Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett, and allow me to introduce you to the number one public golf course in Colorado, as rated by golfers and peers alike. Joining me now to talk about the Ridge at Castle Pines North is manager Daryl Fuston.
Thanks, Doug. You are right. The Ridge at Castle Pines North is consistently rated as the number one public course in Colorado. We have become the venue of choice for corporate and charity events. We are committed to providing the best golfing experience in Colorado.
It is the perfect place for corporate outings and for businessmen and women to choose to entertain their clients. When you want to take that prospective client or client to the perfect course, this is it.
And with our great restaurant, spectacular front range views, along with Troon Golf's Country Club for a Day philosophy, we are the perfect place to bring your clients and to set up corporate golf events.
And you know, we haven't even talked about the course. Once you play the beautiful 18 holes at the Ridge at Castle Pines North, you are sure to come back. Set up a tee time or call for info about your corporate or charity event. 303-688-4301. That's 303-688-4301. The Ridge at Castle Pines, your country club for a day.
Mention you heard this ad on KNRC and receive an additional 20% off.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon, right into the evening hours. Overnight temperature down into the mid-40s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Some isolated thunderstorms possible tomorrow afternoon. We'll top out in the upper 70s. Right now, rainy and 48 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:06, 6 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And joining me is race car driver hyphen fashion model. This is not a combination you run into very often, Danica Patrick. Danica, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
All right. How did you become, first of all, you have to meet her. She's gorgeous and she's tiny. And she's 5 years old. So how old are you really, Danica? Come on, tell us.
I'm 22.
22.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are, how tall would you say, about 5?
I am almost 5'2".
Almost 5'2".
Almost. 5'1 and 3/4 to be exact.
And you've been racing since you were what age?
Since I was 10.
how did you get into it when you were 10?
Basically, it started out as something to do on the weekends with my family. We didn't spend a lot of time together. My father worked a lot, and my mom took off work and babysat us and some other kids, and that's kind of the way we were brought up, just with my mother. So it was a way to get to know my dad. And
what did your dad do?
He owns a glass company.
So he was busy working, and he loved racing, and everybody would pile into the car and go to the races.
That's what we started doing when I was 10 and my sister was 8 years old.
No boys in the family?
No boys, no.
So somehow you inherited by osmosis that racing impulse, and you start racing at the age of 10. Where?
Just at a local track in northern Illinois. I think a track might have actually been in Wisconsin. It was about 30 minutes from my house, and I'm only 1.8 miles from Wisconsin, so I think it was actually in Wisconsin. Just a local racing. I didn't even know there was racing outside of what was called Sugar River Raceway.
And that leads to more races. You start winning prizes, championships.
Win races, win prizes, you win championships.
Are there other girls racing, or are you the only girl usually?
For the most part, I've always been pretty much the only girl, maybe one other one. But definitely been a pioneer of some sort. You know.
So you're racing against the guys.
Yeah.
And how do they feel about that? Lucky or not?
It's a question that's really hard for me to answer because I've never been in their shoes to know what the difference is.
But how do they treat you? Are they good to you, or are they dismissive, or all of those things?
Another question, because they've always treated me the same, so either they've always treated me really well or really bad.
And you don't know the difference because it's
fine.
Just the same old.
Yeah, exactly. We're all competitive. We all want to beat each other, and we all hate each other's guts when we're on the track. So.
But are you friendly off the track, or you still hate each other's guts?
Yeah, there are some people you're friendly with. Some.
You just took some sort of an award. You were the first female to lead an open wheel competition. I got that right?
Somewhat. Yeah.
What is an open wheel competition?
Well, an open wheel car basically means the wheels are open. They're exposed. No fenders. It's not like a NASCAR. It's like the Indy 500 kind of cars. That's what it looks like. That's what I do. And the actual thing that I did was, since it was a doubleheader weekend, I went into the race this weekend with, second place in points, and I came out of the first race, leading points, which I became the first female to lead a professional open wheel series. I don't know, in history or something.
Where was the race?
The race was in Portland, Oregon.
Okay, so here you are. You're the only woman in the competition and the first one to lead this kind of a competition. What does it take? If you were describing to someone who has been residing on Mars for the last 1,000 years, what does it take to do it well, to do what you do well? Does it take nerves of steel? Does it take good hand-eye coordination? What does it take in the way of fear or fearlessness? Is it that you're not any less scared than somebody else, but you can work through your fear?
Yes. You have to have all those things, but most of all, and importantly, you got to love it, and you've got to have determination. You've got to want to see it through till the end. There was a lot of things that I guess I've had to go through, because I don't really see it as being too much of a problem, because it just seems like the way. But I left school when I was 16 and moved to England by myself and raced over there. And
why England?
It's kind of what I've kind of called the Harvard of racing. It's the best place to learn. There's tracks that are very close to each other, so you can go to a lot of them and do a lot of testing, and there's no rules on that. So it's a lot of seat time at a relatively low cost. So that's what I did for 3 years. And, I did things like I didn't finish high school. I didn't go to college. I mean, I have my diploma, but, a good enough diploma. And, there's just a lot of different things, sacrificed friends and just time to be a kid, really. And I guess I haven't even noticed, because I've loved it so much that that's just the way. I guarantee you, football players, basketball players, or whatever you do, you have to get up at 5 a.m. to go do something for your job, for your sport, for what you love. You don't see it as a problem. You don't see it as something that's a burden. You just see it as the way. This is what I have to do to go forward.
So there's a real single-mindedness here. This is what you're meant to do.
Right.
There isn't even a question about it.
Yeah, I don't.
Have you ever been tempted to sleep late, go to a party, da ba da ba da ba da, and not do what you have to do to prepare
that's
properly?
That's funny. Nobody's ever asked me that before, actually. No.
No. Never an issue. I mean, this is it.
No,
you're not married.
There's not at all. There's the you know,
what's going to happen if you fall in love with somebody who's gonna make you feel gaga and you'll say, oh, the hell with racing?
You know,
can't even envision it, probably.
No, I think that it would have to be someone that would appreciate and embrace the sort of passion I have for what I do and want to be there for me.
There's talk that you might be driving in the Indy next year, the team that David Letterman is part of. Tell us about that.
They're a very successful team. It's Ray Hall Letterman owned, and just won the Indy 500 this year with Buddy Rice. So that was very exciting. And my sponsor Argent Mortgage was on the car, and so I'm hoping that they're excited enough and they want to help and fund that program for me, because the Indy 500 is a phenomenal event that has so much prestige and so many people watch it that, you know, Bobby Rahal's won three championships in IndyCar, but everybody always knows him and has introduced him as the Indy 500 winner. And it's an amazing event.
What does it take to drive in a race, besides the single-mindedness, the training, and so on? How fast do you go in these races typically?
Our top speed is not extremely high, but we go around the corners very fast. Actually, my engineer just gave me some bit of information that's kind of cool. Through a couple of the corners on the track that we were just at in Portland, we pulled almost 5 G's in the corner in an Atlantic car, which is like the same, maybe about the same as a drag car, or, you know, I think maybe Jets do pull about 7 G, but
you feel it. You feel that pull on your body big time.
Yeah, sure, exactly. I mean, you're strapped in, so you can barely breathe when you go onto the track.
What are you in the straightaway? You're doing how
fast? About 160-ish. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's fast.
How long are some of the longest races you've run?
The longest race I've run, probably an hour. I mean, it's not that long, but it's intense, very intense. And we don't make pit stops in Atlantic, so it's one flat-out hour, where a champ car or, you know, a NASCAR race or something, you might go 40 minutes and then you make a pit stop and you stop and you go back on the track. So it's flat out for an hour.
Have you ever sustained any injuries, or
nothing
had any close, or has had any close calls?
You know,
equipment failure, things like that.
I've crashed, sure. I'm not one that tends to crash a lot.
What's it like to crash?
You don't really think about it. It doesn't really hurt. I mean, for the most part, for me, I've been lucky. It hasn't hurt me. But most of all, you're thinking, oh, man, hurry up and put the car together. I've got to go back out again in another couple of hours or something. So more or less, you're worried and concerned and feel bad for the guys that have to put it back together, because it's a lot of work.
I mean, with something like Dale Earnhardt, that affects everybody, doesn't it, in the industry?
You know, you can't really drive scared and be afraid of that, because I think that you probably subconsciously know and have always known that there's always that risk that you take. But, you know, there's a risk driving down the road, too. A bigger risk.
You also have a career as a fashion model. It sounds like racing is your primary thing, and the fashion stuff is sort of ancillary. Where have you appeared? What's that like? How does that...
It's
a good promo opportunity for the racing
part
of it.
I've been lucky enough to get quite a bit of coverage in media and sort of photo opportunities through all kinds of magazines. I've been everything from ESPN and Sports Illustrated magazine to FHM magazine. And
my cousin used to be the executive editor or assistant managing editor at Sports Illustrated.
Oh, wow.
As a matter of fact, yeah. Were you in the bathing suit edition?
No, I wasn't. No, I don't know if that's fortunate.
The naked race car edition.
I'm standing naked behind the car. No. The most exposed I've been is an FHM. Obviously, that was quite a scant sort of 5-page spread, but it was a lot of fun, and I'm a girl at heart, and, you know, I host a show on Spike TV, which I'm able to sort of show a bit more of my girly side and get hair and makeup done, which is the best part of all. And that's,
When does that air?
Saturdays and Sundays for 2 hours, and right around the middle of the day, 11 to 1-ish, depends on what time zone you're in. And, it's 4 shows. It's like Horsepower TV, Car and Driver, Trucks, Motorcycles. So
what do you do in that show?
I'm kind of the cute girl that's more of an authority figure than the norm. I'm the host, and I transition the shows and do commercial breaks and stuff. So it's fun.
Do you feel that sometimes people diss you and say, oh, the reason she's getting so much attention is she's a girl in a guy's sport, and she's really not that great? I mean, I can't speak about racing because I'm not, and I'm not saying that that's the case at all. But I'm sure that there will always be talk like that, just because it's always hard for a woman. She has to do what Fred Astaire does, but she has to do it backwards and in high heels.
You know, it's funny. There's a guy actually this weekend that I was getting tons of media coverage at Portland, and you know, all the TVs were going up to me and the radio and everybody, and they're standing there, and the guy that said it to me was the points leader at the time. And he's like, what do we need to do to get, you know, coverage like you? And he's like, do I need long hair? I'm like, whatever you think works, buddy. Whatever you think works. So, you know, there is a little bit of animosity, I'm sure, with being a female and being in the sport. But bottom line is, you know, I went out this weekend and I was leading the points championship at one point. I qualified on pole for Sunday's race. And I'm every bit as good as anybody out there. And I have, you know, I have no, I don't feel bad that I get a lot of attention because everybody's looking for something unique and different, and that happens to be me.
What's up next?
Next is a little bit of time off. I've got about a week and a half off, and then I head off to Cleveland. We're racing at Burke Lakefront Airport, which is kind of cool. We do a lot of different racing. We do ovals, street courses, regular established road courses that have always been there. And then this one's an airport, so it's kind of fun.
When you're racing, what is the point system? What are you getting points on? It's not, you know, it's not like a horse race where it's win, place, sure. and show. What is
you're,
it?
You're awarded points on leading a race, qualifying pole, fastest lap in a race, finishing position in the race is obviously the biggest chunk of points. So you can score on all those.
And things. You get sponsors because you, how does the process begin? I mean, now you're known, so people want to sponsor you and they want to pay for the car. What does a car typically run? How many do you have?
Well, you know, I have 1.5 cars, I guess. You know, I have a teammate and we each have a car, and then there's a backup car, for whoever, you know, if you have a big crash. But sponsorship is quite a bit. It's not as much as a champ car for an Atlantic program, but you know, it costs over $1 million. It's an expensive sport, and we do a lot of traveling. And
so you make appearances on behalf of your sponsor?
Yes, I do appearances on behalf of the sponsor, the series, the team, whoever needs me.
Well, what would make you, what is it that you feel you're going to need to achieve to die happy, which we hope won't happen for about 1,000 more years. But I mean, what is the thing that will really be the crowning achievement in your life?
Lovely question. If I can go out of racing, which is inevitable, it will happen at some point. If when I retire from racing, I hope that people remember me as a great driver, an amazing driver, and nothing of the female part of it or you know, great for a girl or greatest girl. I'm already pretty confident of those things. So that's my dreams.
And if you were giving us advice, because some of this translates into business, it translates into anything in your life besides the great passion you have where you put this first in your life, what do you really need to succeed?
The most important thing is your team, the people around you, the people that nut and bolt the car, that rebuild the engine, that promote you, that stick their neck out on the line and literally and figuratively, you know, they really work for you, and the people that are closest and have to believe in you to make the car go fast. That, for me, is what takes.
But it's also focus.
Absolutely. But
dedication. But it's also the people, all the support people around you who
absolutely.
Really make it possible. You're saying
absolutely.
You can't do it yourself. You mm-hmm. must have reached a very stellar level in life, because this is how we know. When I ask you a question, 50 people answer it for you. Well, she says, or she does, and you're standing right there. She is, she, and you don't say a word. They do the talking for you. This is really remarkable. I'm going to see if I can get somebody to do that for me. And then I'll just move my lips, and somebody else can do the talking. Danica, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very
much.
It's
been a great pleasure, and lots of good luck to you in your racing career. When are you going to know about the Indy 500?
Probably a couple of months from now. We're in the thick of the season right now. We obviously come here to Denver for the race in a little over a month. So I hope that I have some people to cheer
when
me on.
You're going to be here in a little over a month?
Yeah,
which race is it going to be?
The Denver Grand Prix.
The Grand Prix? Okay, where they tear down all the trees for that one?
I don't know, do they? That's
they
not
have,
good.
Yes.
Oh, no.
They have killed. They
I'll
have sacrificed.
Come plant some more.
They have sacraced many trees for that event.
It's
and
a
that's
really
in
fun
what?
Race,
that's August or something? July? August, September?
I believe that's the end of July.
Okay.
Yes. So yeah, get your tickets and come on down.
Lots of good luck, Danica
thank
Patrick.
You.
Thank you so much. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC, where we're racing along too.
to go. Do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Erman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Stay with KNRC right after Style Matters from noon to 2 this Saturday for a brand new show called Food Talk with Jim Conder. Jim will host a two-hour romp in the field of great food and drink. Interesting guests, delectables, food news, specialty foods, interesting food, food history, recipes, cuisines, cooking tips, and of course, restaurants. Food Talk with Jim Conder, KNRC's new food and restaurant forum. Saturdays noon to 2 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. A late-day sell-off sent prices lower on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished down over 44 points to close at 10,371, with the NASDAQ down more than 12 points today at 1974. Good news, though, from the Energy Department. For drivers, gasoline at the pump is at its lowest price now since the beginning of May. A new national average of $1.94 a gallon, back below $2. The big deal of the day was Wachovia buying SouthTrust for more than $14 billion, giving it a strong southern base. Wachovia expects to consolidate up to 150 branches and cut 4,300 jobs. And the big win of the day for the HMOs. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that a federal law prevents patients from suing for damages in state court when they are denied medical services recommended by their doctors. You have to go to federal court instead. The Dow down 44 points today, with the NASDAQ down 12. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day, no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Do you remember Alex in Family Ties?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
That was really Doug Kellen. Hear Doug afternoons at 3 p.m. on AM 1150 KNRC. Now, another long set of uninterrupted talk. Here's Enid Goldstein.
Yes, another long and tedious set of uninterrupted talk, uncluttered by too many commercials or too many observations. Oh, Enid Live, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. What are you listening to? What are we? Where are we on the dial? 1150 KNRC. Tell your friends, 303-382-1150. If you're just tuning in, you've missed Annika Patrick, who has a handshake that could rip your arm off out of his socket. She is one tough cookie, and she's really focused, and she's a race car driver, and a winning one, and also could be doing the Indy 500 on the Letterman team. We'll see. She'll know in a couple of months. She'll be back for the Grand Prix, and she's a fashion model, and she hosts a show on Spike TV. It's a remarkable combination. If you're just tuning in, just let me give you some highlights of what you can expect from Enid Live this week. Expect the unexpected. Oh, David Brooks is going to be joining us. He has a new book out called On Paradise Drive. He's a columnist for the op-ed page of the New York Times. You can see him on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. He's written for the Weekly Standard, the New York Post. He's a conservative, oddly enough. But I loved his book called Bobos in Paradise. I loved his observations about people. And so I was really just delighted when I heard he was coming to town. I thought, we've got to get him on. Thursday, which is our second anniversary, AM 1150 KNRC, is 2 years old. We signed on 2 years ago, June 24th, 2002. And I was there that very moment of sign-on, and our second anniversary this Thursday will be joined by Lisa Scottolini, best-selling author, her newest book, Killer Smile. Friday, we're live from the Denver Press Club. It's the Wedding Day Romance edition, and oh, God help us. I'm so cynical about all that stuff. It's really the business of romance, too, that we'll be talking about, and all of that Friday from the Denver Press Club. I may be on Fox 31 News tonight, I don't know, because we were in Aspen over the weekend, Joe and I, coming to you live from Aspen, the 22nd Annual Food and Wine Magazine Classic. So all this food, all this wine, both with and without the H. And tonight I go to the Cary event, and I'll report back. I mean, what's taking him so long to get to Colorado is my question. He was born here. We are now a swing state. This is going to be an important state to his effort. Those of you who see yourselves as independents, those of you who have been disaffected by the way the Republicans have governed, this is somebody to look at. I'm not saying he's perfect. He's not perfect. But, you know, he's made more of his life than Dickey has. They're both sons of privilege. What did Dickey do for the first 40 years? Put everything he could up his nose, drink, fail big time, taking advantage of family connections. He is a son of privilege. Cary made something out of himself. He fought in Vietnam, whether he returned his medals or he didn't. I don't really care. He ran for office. He got a law degree. Was a prosecutor for a time. I mean, his life is, he's married a couple of rich women. I mean, his life has stood for something. He's done something with his life. He's been useful. Dickey surprises everybody because he's got a recognizable name and a lot of family influence and connections. He gets to be governor of Texas, which is an extremely weak position in Texas. They have a very weak governorship there. And then from that, it's the springboard. It's a launch to the presidency. And look at how they've botched everything up. Can you botch it up any worse than this crew? And they were built to us as, well, they are your father's Oldsmobile, but they were built to us as people who were extremely experienced, who had, you know, thousands of years of government service in total. And now there are more abuse charges in Abu Ghraib. Could the abuse of prisoners gotten even worse? Gone beyond the beatings and sexual humiliation already alleged, unreleased, this is Time Magazine reporting this, unreleased classified parts of a report on prison abuse, which were read to Time Magazine, contained indications of mistreatment of female prisoners. That there were members of the MI military intelligence community that had come over and done a late night interrogation of two female detainees. These interrogators were later cited for violations of military law and their handling of the two females aged 17 and 18. And the probe now is to determine whether these two women were sexually abused. The Pentagon has declined to comment. Meanwhile, a class action filed in California on behalf of former detainees raises the specter of brutal physical abuse. One plaintiff claims that after he was taken from his home on the outskirts of Baghdad last November and sent to Abu Ghraib, Americans made him disrobe and attached electrical wires to his genitals. He claims he was shocked three times, although a vein in his genitalia ruptured and he had blood in his urine. He said he was refused medical attention. In another session, he claims he was held down by two men while a uniformed woman forced him to have sex with her. He said, I was crying. I felt like my whole man was gone. Well, this gets pretty racy. I don't know about that part of it. But in any event, also, front page news in today's New York Times, the U.S. is said to overstate the value of Guantanamo detainees. In other words, the administration is saying that holding prisoners in Guantanamo is resulting in all this intelligence and all this good stuff for us, and in fact, nothing much is coming out of it. It's just another lie. That's what's coming out of it. Another lie is emanating from this administration. We've also been talking about the fact that the 9/11 panels are vaulting Bush's credibility to the campaign forefront. What effect is it going to have where Bush and Cheney keep saying that there is a connection between, a substantial connection between Al-Qaeda and Iraq, when in fact the 9/11 Commission finds that there isn't really any substantial connection? And they have said to Dick Cheney, if you have information, let us have it. The White House is swift and, this is from the Washington Post, the White House is swift and sustained reaction to the preliminary findings of 9/11 Commission showed the potential threat the 10-member panel poses to President Bush's reelection prospects. So let me ask you, you think this is going to be a big threat to his reelection process? All of the money they're spending on ads has, have really not, not benefited the Bush campaign that much and not, have not put much of a dent into the Kerry campaign. Kerry's in town. He's at an Aspen fundraiser. He'll be back here at Civic Center Plaza, I don't know, about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And he's at a dinner tonight, and I've been invited to the dinner, so I'll bring you back all the juicy stuff that I notice. All the obsequious fawning and and what are people wearing? And are they going to serve rubber chicken? You know, things like that. They're probably going to keep me far away from Kerry, but we'll see about that. And we've also been talking about, here we have the military really stretched thin. And yet, 770 were tossed out of the military because they're gay. Is that fair? Yes or no? This is stop-loss orders that the Army has put into effect. That means that you thought you were in the reserves for X period of time and you'd be out by a certain time? Contractually? Huh, forget it. Nope, you're going to stay because they need you and they don't have enough people. So if you were running a business, if you were the sole breadwinner in your family and your family is scratching around and on food stamps in your absence because suddenly your income has plummeted, too bad. But if you're gay, you could get out. They threw 770, some of them native speakers of, Arabic speakers, of which there are not enough of. Those people were tossed out because of their sexual orientation. Should sexual orientation be the litmus test for whether or not you're serving in the military? Or should it be your competence? And here you have accounts of Dick Cheney on the day of 9/11. The 9/11 Commission has cited a number of discrepancies. Oh, like, are there any crepancies in this administration would be the question. Always discrepancies, not too many crepancies. The 9/11 Commission cited a number of discrepancies in the accounts of officials who were with Mr. Cheney in the bunker, reporting that some people taking notes there had made no record of a call between the president and vice president during the moments Bush and Cheney recalled it taking place. So together they worked arm in arm into the 9/11 hearings to say that Bush had issued the order for a shoot down of planes, which at the FAA, NORAD, none of them could get any planes up. I mean, this is such terrible planning. I can't even begin to tell you. And, you know, after 9/11, you couldn't even email pictures. The FBI was unable to do it because they had such inferior electronic equipment. They just couldn't even email. They had to FedEx pictures because they didn't have the right communications gear to email pictures. In any event, the president says that he gave the order, and Cheney says that the president said, but nobody who was in the bunker with Cheney recalls that any such order was ever given. In other words, Cheney was in charge, and Cheney has been in charge probably since day one. He wasn't only in charge on 9/11 when the president kept reading a book to small children. No, he's your president, just like Nancy was your president. Nancy Reagan was your president when Ronnie was allegedly the president, in case he knew he ever was. 303-382-1150. Ronald Reagan was called an amiable dunce. I think Tip O'Neill called him that. Other people said his hair was prematurely orange. He was a very nice man, a complicated man in a simplistic. He looked, you know, he looked at like a deceptively simple kind of a man, but I suspect there was a great deal of complexity. And in any event, people like Lynn Cheney, who happens to be married to Dick Cheney, she didn't recall that Bush had called the bunker. Nobody recalls it. Only Bush recalls it, so that he's not made to look as weak as we think he really is. 303-382-1150. Should your ability to serve be predicated on your sexual orientation? If you're gay, you should be tossed out of the military, particularly at a time when we need more military and we're stretched really thin. 303-382-1150. Does this make sense to you? I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 2:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Rainy and 48 degrees now. John Kerry is in Denver this afternoon. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Northbound I-25 heavy from Broadway and up through 8th Avenue because of a stall in traffic. Folks are trying to get that out of the way as quick as they can. A couple of problems southbound on the valley as well. One is approaching 120th Avenue where we had a van roll over about an hour ago. Still some slowing in there as they clean that up. And southbound I-25 still a little heavy from Colfax on down through 6th Avenue because of a left lane accident. Just getting a report of a disabled car up against the center divider northbound on I-25 at Arapahoe Road. Orkin Pest Control with the information. The Orkin man knows that just because you don't see carpenter ants doesn't mean they're not trying to turn your house into a sack of sawdust. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry will be speaking to a group of voters at the top of the hour. Kerry will be appearing at Denver Civic Center Park and will then attend a reception at the Weston Tabor Center. Kerry had planned on being here earlier this month but postponed his trip out of respect following the death of former President Ronald Reagan. This report brought to you by EthicalEmail.com. Pre-trial hearings in the Kobe Bryant rape case continue today and tomorrow. Much of this morning's session was occupied with the process of agreeing on a jury questionnaire. The judge could set a trial date during this round of hearings. The 19-year-old man who's accused of stealing puppies and setting them on fire entered a not guilty plea this morning to the charges against him. Ryan Totura is in the Jefferson County lockup, charged with 10 felony counts, including arson, theft, and animal cruelty. Police say Totura stole four puppies from the Colorado Humane Society in February, set three of them on fire, and one of them survived. Tired of spam and bulk email? Go to ethicalemail.com and put yourself on the Do Not Call list for email, completely free. That's ethicalemail.com. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:39.
Lock us in on your first preset. AM 1150. KNRC. KNRC.
Okay, so there's Trading Spaces, and While You Were Out, and now there's Monster House, and it all makes my own humble abode seem so bland. So where do I begin?
You can begin by spending the weekend in Vail, enjoying the 20th annual Vail Arts Festival.
Well, how does that help my home?
The Vail Arts Festival is great. It's a juried festival that brings over 95 artists from around the country to the streets of Vail's Lion's Head Village. You'll find everything from oils, pottery, jewelry, sculptures, woodworking, and more. Plus, you can enjoy it all with the beautiful backdrop of the Vail Mountains behind. You're sure to find that perfect piece that will start brightening up any room in your house.
I do enjoy those festivals.
And the Vail Arts Festival is also featuring a wine tasting tent, food vendors, live entertainment, and kids' activities. Plus, best of all, it's free.
Don't miss the 20th annual Vail Arts Festival this weekend, June 25th through the 27th in Vail's Lion's Head Village. The Vail Arts Festival is proudly sponsored by the Town of Vail and the Vail Daily.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, mostly cloudy, showers and scattered thunderstorms likely through the afternoon into the early evening hours. Our overnight temperature will be down into the mid-40s for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, some isolated afternoon thunderstorms. We should top out in the upper 70s tomorrow. Rainy and 48 now. KNRC News Time is 2:40. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipolene and dropped 5 sizes. Last night I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipolene.
I'm Catherine, and I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipolene at 800-851-8966. It's guaranteed. Call 800-851-8966. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 800-851-8966. Call now, 800-851-8966.
You told us you needed more traffic reports during the morning and afternoon commute, and we listened. AM 1150 KNRC now provides you traffic reports at least five times each hour during mornings and afternoons. After all, we are the third worst traffic city in America. AM 1150 KNRC. Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:42 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. A man who was a Wall Street Journal reporter and somebody who was a big admirer of Dick Cheney's is writing him an open letter saying, for the good of the party, you should step aside. Do you think that there's a lot of support for that, and will it make a big difference? He says, for nearly 4 years now, you've been loyal, hardworking partner in the presidency of George W. Dickey Bush. Your experience, steadiness, and character surely have given the president strength in these difficult times. But the question now arises in this election year, forgive me for suggesting that self-sacrifice may be the greatest service you can render to President Bush in what promises to be a closely contested election. Here's a story. If Dick Cheney steps aside, you have nobody to be really the president. 303-382-1150. Keith, calling from Boulder. First-time caller, welcome to Enid Live.
Thank you, Enid.
You're welcome, Keith.
I just wanted to let you know that the findings of the 9/11 Commission won't affect the outcome for Dickey's reelection.
Why?
Well, because he only agreed to even have a 9/11 Commission if he could amend the findings. So he'll just amend the findings to suit his needs, and we'll be on our way, and that'll be that.
Oh, it'll leak. How do you know that he gets to the final say?
Well, they said that on.
I'm not aware of that part of it. That's new to me.
Yeah, no, that was the ground rules for even having a 9/11 commission.
That he gets to amend the final, but he can't. He can't amend the conclusions. The conclusions are based
on. Sure, he can. Yeah, he can. In fact,
I don't know about this.
Yeah, Richard Benveniste was on Meet the Press on Sunday, and he said that they're gonna. They said, "What's the next step?" And he said, "Well, we have to give our final report to the White House so that they can make their amendments."
Yeah, but I don't think they get to amend the conclusions.
Well, that's what he said.
I don't think so. I think that and if that were the case, you would have those wives of the four wives, the mommies.
They would
leak that stuff. It would get leaked big time. So no, I can't imagine. They might be able to amend some of their own testimony, but I don't think they're going to be able to amend the final report.
Well, Richard Benveniste said that originally that option was available to the presidency because so that they wouldn't get out classified information in a report. And he said this administration has taken that way beyond that.
Well, we'll see what happens, but I don't think it's going to. There's the internet now. There's so many ways that stuff gets out that even if the White House tried to suppress this or that, it will finally emerge. Look what's emerging now. For so long, they kept a tight lid on everything, and now it's unraveling all around them. I thank you, Keith. 303-382-1150. So Cheney's being asked to step aside for the good of the party and for Bush, so that Bush can be reelected. If you are view yourself as an independent right now, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? Are you happy with the direction of the country? Are you doing better in this administration than you did in the previous administration? You know, as WAGs are saying, which part of peace and prosperity did you not like from the last administration? You have this administration lying about everything. They lied about how ready we were to handle 9/11. In fact, we were completely unprepared, incompetent. We are so busy, departments of this government, warring with each other, that when there's an actual enemy, we as a country are paralyzed. And Bill Clinton makes an interesting observation. You've got China suddenly developing this, China in the midst of this enormous economic expansion, a great engine for economic development in China. When China really starts to pop, are we going to be the biggest dog on the block? I don't think so. You know, what about India? India's really beginning to pop. What about that? And then what happens to us? We're busy fighting with each other. The CIA and the FBI don't apparently think they're on the same page. So when something like 9/11 occurs, where the intelligence information is manipulated in order to tell, in order to give the president ammunition to sell a war that would otherwise not have been popular, he wouldn't have been able to sell it. He wouldn't have had the public will behind him. So based on a whole series of deceptions and lies, this is a lying administration. I want to know what's going to happen in November. I want to know how much of this that's coming out from the 9/11 Commission will damage Bush in terms of his election prospects. Apparently, there's a, you know, right now people who are interested in politics have pretty much made up their minds. So it's an even split. It's the undecided. It's people who are not that interested in politics that are probably going to be the tilt in this election. So those of you, if you are listening to my show, if you were listening to talk radio, undoubtedly you are interested in politics. But you have friends who are not as interested as you are. Where are they going to go? Because if you're just a casual newspaper reader, if you're just a casual news junkie, if you're getting all your information from Fox or from Mr. OxyContin across the way there, who's not only getting divorced from his third wife, but who has for a long time been divorced from what laughingly refers to itself as reality, then you're getting a really distorted picture. And you hear the people who call my show. And in fact, if you're a Bush supporter, I always bump you up to the top. I want to hear from you. 303-382-1150. All these lies, weapons of mass destruction, which never existed, knowing in advance, you know, if it hadn't been for those mommies, those four mommies, you would not have had a viable 9/11 commission. They really had to push hard for this to happen. And you had to ask yourself, why didn't the administration want a 9/11 commission? What would we have? Well, they didn't want it with their ineptness exposed. They are not competent. Almost nothing they have done is competent. And we have squandered immense resources in Iraq, lives, money. And we are actually more vulnerable to terrorism, not less vulnerable to terrorism. Stretching thin our people who are over there, the reservists, the National Guard people. Families struggling back home, and that's before they come. These reservists come back, we hope not in body bags, or we hope not with serious injuries. And then we see that Cheney and Bush are telling the commission that Bush gives the order for a shoot down, which in any event, nobody could accomplish it because they were all, everybody was out to lunch, essentially. And people in the bunker who were observing Cheney, including his own wife, Lynn, never heard any kind of a phone call from Bush. So I think they just concocted this to make Bush look like he was stronger. Meanwhile, Clinton rides, gallops in. People are afraid that he's going to hurt Kerry because this book has come out. I don't know if that's the case. I think maybe he might help Kerry. I hope so. But what I'm a little bit concerned about is because now the conservatives take off after Clinton, what happens is the conversation is distracted from the torture that's going on in Iraqi prisons. Now new levels of torture being revealed. I've seen pictures, and probably you have as well, people lying in pools of blood. And what do they do over the weekend? They get some low-level guy, some interrogator, and he's the one that they're going to nail. That's it. He's the one. He did it all. 303-382-1150. But the people at the top who are ordering this stuff, so far they are immune. And they're looking for another free ride. Don't give it to them. I'm not saying Kerry is perfect. I don't think he's perfect. But I'll tell you what, anybody is better than what we have now. They're cynical. They've lied to us. They've manipulated us. They are greedy. They are corrupt in every moral sense of the word. Really corrupt. And that we aren't outraged means that we must be corrupt too. Must be that we're living with more and more corruption and we've just gotten used to it. Oh, well, this is the water the fish swims in. Oh, well, this is the wallpaper in the room, corruption. Oh, well, what's in it for me? How can I get mine? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Bugging just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Monday is Cheap Chicken Day at Albertsons. 8 mouth-watering pieces of fresh fried chicken, only $3.99. Cheap Chicken Day, Mondays at Albertsons, helping make your life easier.
We found the greatest location for our store in this older city neighborhood. The place was in complete disrepair, but we had a vision.
Business owners with a vision and a decrepit storefront. Perfect time to call Broadway Construction at 303-926-4410. Broadway Construction offers complete construction services for commercial projects and home repair and remodeling projects of all sizes.
So I shared our vision for the store with Lorne from Broadway Construction, thinking there's no way they can pull this off. Lorne assured me the project was something they could do from conception to completion and within our budget. They worked with us and guided us through each phase of the restoration and remodeling. Our store opened on time and within our budget, and it matched our vision. I was so impressed with Broadway that I've had Broadway redo our basement in Castle Rock, and they restored our friend's house in Boulder.
Start your construction project by calling 303-926-4410. When it comes to commercial or home construction projects of all sizes, do it the right way with Broadway.
Next.
I need something for my feet.
Yeah, I caught a whiff.
Fred, to the front. We got a guy here with smelly feet. Bring the good stuff. The Dr. Scholl's.
Thanks a lot.
Whoa, you must be the smelly feet guy. Here.
Dr. Scholl's deodorant foot powder?
Oh, yeah, it works immediately and lasts all day.
What about that gold?
Look, I've been in your shoes. Well, thankfully not your shoes. Dr. Scholl's is better. It has more odor-destroying power than that Gold Bond foot powder.
I'll take it.
He's taking the Dr. Scholl's, folks.
Dr. Scholl's foot powder. Get the odor out now.
Join the National Multiple Sclerosis Society for the 19th Annual Great West MS 150 Bike Tour and get ready to rock the rampart. The two-day 150-mile adventure begins on Saturday, July 10th at Conifer and traverses the Rampart Range through Buffalo Creek, Deckers, and Woodland Park. Last year, more than 1,900 participants raised $1.7 million to end the devastating effects of MS. To learn more or join this year's MS 150 Bike Tour, visit www.fightmscolorado.org.
Have a tough headache? Every minute it hurts is a minute too long. Advil can give you faster relief than Tylenol for tough headaches. For faster headache relief, advance to Advil Relief.
At this time, while our fighting men and women are overseas fighting for our freedoms, let's enjoy this summer. But AM 1150 KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting the terrorists.
Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them.
KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting terrorism. Thanks for all you're doing. AM 1150 KNRC. What will everyone be talking about around the coffee pot or the water cooler at work?
Would you please turn on your radio?
You better find out. Jimmy Lakey, Dick Kelsey, and Tony DeZiri.
It's a perfect way to start the day.
Mornings exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:54 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and then Doug Kellett takes over. New poll. Most Americans think that Ronald Reagan was a better president than Bill Clinton. Do you agree? I don't. I think Bill Clinton... Here's the story about Bill Clinton. He could have done so much more. He was so gifted politically and intellectually, and he screwed up with Monica Lewinsky, but that isn't even the whole of it, the sum and substance of it. His book, Machiko Gagatani in the New York Times, the reviewer in the New York Times, says that, you know, there are parts of it that are wonderful and eloquent, and then there are other parts of it that are undisciplined and messy and tedious, and that kind of probably describes Bill Clinton himself. So that the undisciplined part, the messy part, the tedious part, paired with the gifted part, the brilliant part, the flawed part, etc. I don't know. I just think he's fascinating. But I don't think he was a worse president than Ronald Reagan. I think he was a far better president. But according to a recent poll that has just been released, the AP poll, most people think that Reagan was a better president. Also, in another poll, this information, hypothetical showings of both Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Dole suggest that women's chances of winning the presidency are better than some polls would indicate. So maybe we are beginning to be ready for a woman president, maybe even a woman vice president. I don't know. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Prosecutors are seeking finally, after 2.5 years, federal prosecutors plan to ask a grand jury to indict Ken Lay on charges relating to the last few months he was ahead of Enron, the company that spiraled into its stunning 2001 collapse. So he had two homes in Aspen. We were talking about him on the way up. Ken Lay, and he sold them both. and he was Dickey's biggest backer. His backing is what propelled Dickey to the presidency, and also he's one of the advisors, we think, the energy advisors on that energy panel that Dick Cheney will not, whose name Dick Cheney will not give up. And here he is about to be a felon, it looks like, potential felon, Ken Lay. Prosecutors are finally seeking an indictment of him. The indictments are expected within 2 weeks, according to lawyers who are close to the case. San Francisco, God bless San Francisco. A plan is being considered in San Francisco that will allow non-citizens, including illegal immigrants, to vote in San Francisco school board elections. So just the school board elections, presumably if you have your kids in school there. But I think it's probably a first. San Francisco has long been home to a large Asian population, lots of Latinos as well. Only those non-citizens with children in public schools would be allowed to vote, and only in school board elections. What do you think about that? I think that's all right. Makes sense to me that if your kids are in the school system, you have a stake in the outcome, you ought to be able to vote. That'd be all right. I think that's all right. So we have new abuse allegations coming out in Iraq. Clinton is saying that the Iraq war was a mistake. He's all over the place. He's going to be at Tattered Cover, I believe, July 20th. He'll be in town. I hope that we're able to get him on the show. I hope we're able to get John Kerry on the show. I have interviewed Bill Clinton in the past, but never in person, only by phone. And the interview I did with him actually made breaking news, as I have told you probably 50,000 times. So here we have more lies coming out of the administration. 9/11 countering a lot of what the administration has said. It turns out the two allies have aided bin Laden. Pakistan and Saudi Arabia helped set the stage for 9/11, and how come we're not going after either of them? Panel says that chaos was widespread on 9/11 in this administration, a gap in communication, a whole chaotic system. And finally, I can't leave without telling you this story. Rodents are apparently really, you can't trust a rodent. They are just so sexually promiscuous. They're just such sluts, these rodents. Well, what they've done is they've done some research, and they found a gene for monogamy, and they're putting these genes for monogamy. I don't know if it's a Levi Strauss gene or what kind of a gene it is, for monogamy into these poor little rodents, and now they're getting so meek, and they're really monogamous, and they're not sluts anymore. So I don't know. There's a lot of conversation about what men could be next. Rodents today and men tomorrow. But we'll talk about that tomorrow, noon to 3, as always, on AM 1150 KNRC. Thank you so much, Joe Anderson, for all your excellent work in Aspen and here. Thank you, Jordan Lyles. We're happy to have you back. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. We'll do it again tomorrow, noon to 3. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Clean up some kind of a mess. Get involved in your community and politically. I'll report back about John Kerry. Doug Kellett up next right here on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Enid. Have a great evening.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC. Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Ron Kilgore. Another candlelight vigil for a foreigner held hostage in the Middle East. This time for a South Korean man kidnapped in Iraq and seen on video pleading for his life. NBC's Tom Aspell is in Baghdad.
The South Korean embassy is saying intense diplomatic efforts are underway, and it's believed that an Iraqi middleman is talking with the gunman holding Mr. Kim. Now, they're believed to be followers of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, Iraq's most wanted man with a $10 million bounty on his head.
The kidnappers are demanding that South Korea keep its troops out of Iraq. He didn't quite go where no man has gone before, but Mike Melville did break through the Earth's atmosphere in the first privately funded manned spacecraft today. His Spaceship One spent several minutes in the weightlessness of space, 62 miles up. Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader has selected a running mate. He is California investment advisor Peter Camejo. Like Nader, Camejo is a longtime Green Party activist. I'm Ron Kilgore, NBC News Radio.
Tonight on NBC, who would you trust to find your soulmate?
This is the most important decision we've ever had to make.
Three daughters will decide their father's destiny.
It's so much harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
The return of Who Wants to Marry My Dad? Summer's most romantic show is back with more twists than ever.
There is a mole amongst you.